Here we are in the last day of the 2008 Brashear Tournament. First game today is the Hannibal Pirates University versus the Putnam County University team. That'll be a pretty good game. What do you think, Logan?
It should be a pretty good matchup, both JV teams, so we'll see what happens.
Starting lineups are, first for Hannibal, the freshman Sam McBride, sophomore Matt Sims, junior Derek Hicks, sophomore Julius Hayes, and sophomore Paul Trinhale. And for the Putnam County Midgets, freshman Connor Middleton, sophomore Jessup Englert, freshman Blaine Robinson, freshman Brody Heidenwith, and freshman Gus Richardson. Both teams coming out on the floor. We're getting set for the tip-off. Height appears to be pretty even.
Definitely.
And we're set. They shake hands in the circle. Here we go. The ball's up, and they both whiff the tip, but it's finally corralled by Putnam County. It's Heidenworth. Passes off to Robinson. Back to Heidenworth. Takes a deep three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Hannibal. Headed the other way, it's McBride. Inside, he passes off to Sims, and Sims sinks a 10-footer. Now Hannibal comes out at the press, and they steal the ball, but it's on the ground now. There's a mini scrum, and it's tied up by both Hannibal and Putnam County. Jump ball is in favor of Hannibal.
Nice defense there by Hannibal, forcing a turnover.
Putnam County was not ready for the press.
No.
Hannibal gets it inside. They kick it out right wing. Dribbling there is Sims. Sims passes off to McBride inside. Back out to Sims. Sims now flips top. Back to Sims. Drives into the lane. Little floater is no good. Picked up off the board is Hicks.
Nice,
and he lays it back and in. Immediately off the inbound pass, Hannibal steals it. Putnam County gets it back off a missed shot. And they're finally going to clear the ball. Putnam County's coach is not happy. Putnam County throws it away out of bounds, and it'll go back to Hannibal. 4-0 early on in favor of Hannibal. It's with 6:44 left to go first quarter.
Hannibal's defense has been very impressive here at the start of the game, forcing a lot of turnovers by Putnam.
Hayes has it top the key. He kicks it right wing for McBride, and his shot's no good. Rebounded by Putnam County. They throw it up ahead, all the way up to Alexander, and he scores a layup.
Nice shot there by Alexander.
Hannibal back to work. Hayes has it top the key, dribbles around, guarded closely. He flips it off now to Trinhale. Trinhale gets it inside to Sims. Back out to Hayes. And he throws it off the foot of Alexander out of bounds. It'll stay with Hannibal. Hannibal gets it inside to Sims. Sims dribbles, now gets it right wing for McBride. McBride, he hits Trinhale in the knee with the ball, but Trinhale recovers. Sims has it, now back up top for Hayes. Hayes dribbles around a screen, goes down right baseline, flips it off to McBride just inside the three-point arc. His shot falls out. Rebounded there by Putnam County. They have trouble with it as McBride's causing all kinds of trouble in the backcourt. But Putnam County recovers, and they throw it up ahead now to Heidenwith. Heidenwith shoots a six-footer, and it drops. Four all in the first quarter. 5:30 left in the first quarter, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Hannibal works it inside, now gives it right wing for Hicks. Hicks passes to Sims. Sims travels with the ball, and it'll go back to Putnam County. Here comes the full court press again by Hannibal. Putnam County seems to have a lot of trouble with it. A good catch there on the inbound play for Robinson. He dribbles down and nearly loses it. Picked up there by Alexander. Alexander turns it over to Hayes, and Hannibal has it again.
Hannibal's defense has been great here in the first period.
The press they run seems to be absolutely confusing Putnam County. They can't get it to their end of the court. Hannibal has it again. It's Trinio on the right wing. He passes off to Hayes. Hayes dribbles around the outside of the arc. Now gives to Sims. Sims at the top of the key. Dribbles, looks right to McBride. McBride inside to Hicks. Hicks' turnaround shot is off the rim. No good. Picked up by Alexander. Now he drops it, and it's going to be a jump ball again. This time, I believe it goes to Putnam County.
Number 34 has got a different jersey than the rest of these guys. He must be high school or something, too. I don't know.
Putnam County has trouble getting it in. It's the press is confusing them again. And they immediately lose the ball, picked up by McBride. Now up ahead to Hicks. He goes all the way in. Off the bank is good. He leaned in with the shoulder. Did they call him with the charge, or was it a blocking foul?
It was a blocking foul. On the floor.
Oh, they didn't even give him the basket.
They didn't give him the and one. Called it on the floor.
In the NBA, that's definitely and one.
Definitely an and one.
Hayes has it top the key. He gives it right wing now for McBride. McBride back out to Sims. Sims to Hayes for three. Oh, it's an air ball. Picked up by McBride. Throws into Trinhale. Now back out to Sims for three. That's just barely clips the backboard. Picked up again by Hayes. Hayes' shot looks pretty bad, and it's finally rebounded by Putnam County. They had a ton of bad shots on that possession.
Putnam needs to do a better job of blocking that and getting some rebounds.
Although I'll give them a little credit. Some of the rebounds were long, and then on one of them there was no rebound. It was just an air ball.
That's true.
Putnam County throws in. It's picked up there by Heidenwith, and he is fouled. All of a sudden, Hannibal's on a fouling spree.
Yeah.
That's two in like 10 seconds. They've both been on McBride. They throw deep, and it's picked off there by Sims, but it's recovered by Putnam County's Englert. And on the other end, I missed it. Somebody was fouled.
Foul on Hayes. Richardson going to the line for two.
We'll see how they do at the free throw line. You know, Hannibal has had a great amount of time possession, way over Putnam County, but the score is still 4-4. Now it's 5-4 after the free throw from Putnam County, so they're leading despite not having the ball for most of the first quarter. 4 minutes remain in the first quarter, and it's 5-4. Richardson stands to give him a 2-point advantage if he hits this. He does. 6-4 Putnam County. And immediately McBride comes down in travel, so it'll go back to Putnam County. All of a sudden, I'd say there's a momentum swing.
Definitely a momentum swing. Putnam's got Hannibal out of the game a little bit here.
Putnam throws in, and it's stolen there by Trinhale. Trinhale feeds it into Fohe, and he misses the shot, rebounded by Putnam County. We're headed the other way. Heidenwith has it on the right wing. He's looking to pass, now finds Robinson, and Robinson's fouled. They're going to get, who are they going to tag on that? Lewis, Derek Lewis, with the foul for Hannibal. That's the fourth foul for Hannibal. Here in a little bit, it's going to be Putnam County at the free throw line. Ball is inbounded to Robinson. He has trouble. Now flips it off to Collins. Collins passes it to a wide-open Trinhale of Hannibal. He gives to Sims, and we're headed the other way.
Sims, pass.
Sims feeds it inside to McBride, and he blows the layup. Putnam County with the offensive board. It's Heidenwith. Heidenwith down the right side, now dribbles back towards the left. Takes it into the lane. Flips it outside for a three. That was Robinson, and he missed it. Rebounded there by McBride. McBride ahead to Lewis. Lewis's pass is broken up, but picked up by Sims of Hannibal. Down into the corner, and his pass is stolen by somebody for Putnam County. I couldn't see, and I believe he knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, he did. Still Hannibal ball.
All right, it's entered to Sims. Sims has it at the top of the key, about falls down. Gives to McBride. McBride back out to Sims. He had the three but decided against it. Now he gives right wing for Fohe. Fohe back to Sims. Now left wing for Lewis. Into the corner for McBride. His shot falls. This is
nice
a three-pointer.
Nice shot by McBride.
I didn't see it, but I saw the result. Ball's passed up ahead for Putnam County. It was
Miles.
Miles on the layup.
Nice shot there by Miles.
8-7. Putnam County's ahead with 2:30 left first quarter. Right wing three for Hannibal. It was Fohe on the miss. And the rebound goes to Putnam County, but I think they're going to get a foul.
Foul on Miles.
Miles was pushing too hard on that rebound. Sends Trenhill to the line for Hannibal. Missed his first shot. This is for the tie. Shot is up and off the back iron, no good. Poked around on the rebound. Picked up now by Putnam County. It's Englert. Englert passes to Heidenwith. Heidenwith off the right elbow. Shot's no good. Picked up there by Lewis of Hannibal. Up ahead to Sims, who almost loses it out of bounds, but he re-corrals it. Back to Sims inside. Six-foot shot is no good. Rebound is poked around and picked up now by Fohe. Fohe to Sims, another missed three. McBride missed his shot. And that was Richardson on the rebound. He fell down. It looked like McBride kind of gave him an elbow.
Maybe a little bit.
But I think they called, what did they call, a charge?
No, they called a travel.
Oh, they called him with the travel.
Hannibal's ball.
Well, it's been an exciting first quarter. There's 1:44 left, and it's 8-7 in favor of Putnam County. Couldn't ask for a much closer game.
No. They've been running gun pretty much the whole night. Should be a pretty good game. Shaping up to be one anyway.
Early on, Putnam County was having all kinds of trouble with Hannibal's press, but recently, instead of just trying to barely get it across the timeline, they've gone for the long-distance home run ball, and it's worked.
Yeah, they've done a good job with that.
Hannibal's trying inbound. I believe it's McBride. He throws it into somebody in the corner. I can't see it. Now to Sims at the top of the key. The ball is poked around. It's hit about everybody on the floor, and it's picked up by Fohe. Into the corner again. It's McBride. And I think it went out of bounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to guess.
It'll be Putnam County ball on the famed press here by Hannibal. They throw it into Robinson, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hannibal. It'll stay with Putnam County. The long ball was open, but they didn't see it. It was kicked out again by Hannibal. Putnam County will reset. The long ball is still open.
Turnover.
Sims steals the inbound pass, and he's fouled on his shot. They got Miles with the foul. How many is that on him?
I think that's his second. Yeah, it is.
Second foul on Miles. Sims will shoot a pair of free throws. First one's up and good. Nothing but nylon on. One, two, three dribbles. The next one up, and it rims out. Rebounded there by Putnam County Englert. Englert gives to Robinson. Robinson down the right side. He's trapped in the corner. Feeds it now inside to Englert, and they're going to get him with a travel.
Switch foot down low.
Refs typically frown on that.
Usually.
Sometimes you can get away with it, but not the case here.
Every once in a while.
McBride with a great pass into Sims.
That was another good pass.
And Sims finds Hicks for the layup. Boy, that was an impressive play of
possession right there for Hannibal.
Of passing. Ball stolen by Sims. He passes off to Lewis. A nice runner through the lane.
Nice shot there by Lewis.
All of a sudden, it's 12-8 with 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Putnam County throws up a prayer, and it's caught. They get it down inside the Richardson, he misses his shot. It's picked up by Sims. Sims headed the other way. Goes into the lane. Ugly looking shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Richardson. Oh man.
think they're going to get Richardson with an offensive foul here.
He lowered the shoulder on that rebound and really put it on the Hicks. When they blew the whistle on him, he knew it. He just shook his head. So it'll go back to Hannibal. McBride into Hicks now, right wing for Lewis. Tipped out of bounds by Hannibal. Or, excuse me, Putnam County. It was Collins. Sims to inbound. He gives off to Fohe. Fohe, left wing. Tries to drive through the zone. Block the...
Oh, we got to travel here.
The defense, and he travels. It's going back to Putnam County. 22 seconds left, though. Have to break the press and get a shot off. Ball's inbounded into Robinson. Up ahead to a wide open Miles. He passes off to Richardson, and the layup's good.
Nice passing there by Putnam County.
10 seconds left. Sims has it. Just across the timeline, he gives to McBride. Now right wing for Fohe. Back out to McBride. Now to Sims with 2 seconds. Launches a deep three. Wow, it was way off the mark. And that's how the first quarter will end. Hannibal's up 12-10. What did you see in the first quarter, Logan?
Well, it was a pretty good matchup. Hannibal really started pushing the action there at the end of the first quarter, about the last 2 minutes. Forced some turnovers. Did a good job of getting some easy fast break points. But really, like you said before, Putnam hasn't had the ball that long, but they've made their possessions count, and they've really scored quickly on this press.
Now, when they have had the ball, they've made the best of it.
Definitely.
I'd say they're shooting 2 or 3 times better than what Hannibal is, because Hannibal's had a ton of shots. They just haven't hit too many of them. We'll see what happens. Putnam County doesn't ever come out with the press, and they're getting pressed all day by Hannibal. I wonder if maybe they'll switch to pressing Hannibal some.
Well, Putnam started doing a little half-court press there towards the end of the first quarter. Didn't do a whole lot, but definitely made Hannibal think about what they're doing.
It's going to be Hannibal's ball to start the second quarter. Hicks throws in to Fohe, and they're running. Passes to Sims, and it's knocked away by Collins, but it's picked back up by Hannibal Fohe, but he travels, so it's going to stay with Putnam County. Collins to inbound. He throws into Robinson. Robinson up the middle of the court, throws a lob to, who was that, Collins, and he was falling out of bounds. He threw it to Hayes, but it didn't matter. I guess he stepped out first.
Nice idea. The pass just didn't quite hit the mark.
What are they running, a 1-3-1 zone here for Putnam County?
Oh, nice pass there.
Bullet pass from Lewis into Hicks for the layup. The one man back for the inside stuff isn't working too good, I don't think. It's a nice idea, the 1-3-1, but it's not panning out because they can pass it down inside and then it's easy points.
Underneath the basket wide open.
Ball's knocked out of bounds by Hannibal. Collins will inbound for Putnam County. He throws into Richardson, but it's picked up by Lewis. Lewis is fouled, I guess. It looked like he traveled, but he must have been fouled before he shuffled the feet.
Englert.
They're going to get it on Englert. His first 15th foul on Putnam County. Fohe into Hayes, now to Sims. Sims back to Fohe, and it's kicked there by Robinson. Hannibal will have to take it out of bounds again. A 2-1-2 is what he's called for now, Putnam County's coach has. It looks kind of like a diamond one type of deal. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a 2-1-2. Hicks has it, gives to Fohe for a deep three. Yes!
Nice looking shot there by Fohe.
He's a lefty, too.
Yeah.
Ball's passed ahead to Richardson of Putnam County. It's knocked away, and there's only white jerseys around it. Hannibal picks it up. It's Lewis, gives to Hayes. Hayes back out to Fohe. He had the three if he'd wanted. He just hit one. He passed on it. Lewis gets it into the corner. Now back out to Hicks to Lewis for three. Yes!
Ooh. Hannibal's starting to heat up a little bit here. Good timeout right there by Putnam's coach.
Back-to-back threes has put Putnam in kind of a hole here. It's 20-10. All of a sudden, they look up and the score's doubled up on them. 6:37 left in the second quarter. Putnam's still having all kinds of trouble with that press.
That press is just really forcing a lot of turnovers, getting Hannibal a lot of wide open shots.
I don't know how many times they've turned it over off that press.
Yeah, quite a few times.
Many times. I don't know what they can do to fix it. They have the, it looks like every time
deep passes open,
they'll,
usually,
Putnam County will put a couple of big guys on the timeline, one on each side, and then one will go back for the long pass, and it seems like it's always open, but I don't know if they don't have the arm to throw it that far.
Yeah, maybe they need a sick guy right in the middle of the court, kind of try to get it to him, and then force the action down court to a guy that's wide open down there.
Hannibal also seems to be really fast, and they're always where the ball ends up.
Yeah, they are all over the place.
Collins passes in to Richardson. Now gives to Heidenwith. Heidenwith down the left side. They broke the press.
Much better job of breaking the press there by Putnam.
Arrow out of the timeout. You kind of expect that.
Yeah.
Heidenwith has it now down the right side of the lane, and he's fouled by Fohey. I think they're going to get on the block. That's the 15th foul for Hannibal. First on Fohey. We're going to call five. Collins throws into Heidenwith. Heidenwith on the left side. Now it's a handoff, and it's picked off by Lewis. Lewis all the way inside. Shot's no good. Rebound squirts outside to Hicks. Hicks gives to Sims back inside to Fohey. Shot blocked by Richardson.
Ooh.
They get the foul on Richardson for that?
Yeah. Second attempt. Must have got him with some body.
The first one was clean.
Oh, first one was clean. Must have got him with the second attempt.
It's going to be Hannibal ball out from underneath their own basket. They throw in deep to McBride, and Hayes was there too. Now McBride passes to Hayes, right wing for Sims. Sims back to McBride. He's open for three. He didn't take it. Now gets to Sims inside to Hicks. Hicks, good pass over to Fohey just inside the arc. Shot no good. Fohey gets his own rebound after it was tipped to him by Hicks. He dribbles up to the right side. Hicks, no-look pass over to McBride for 8 feet. Yes.
Nice passing there by Hannibal, being really patient with their offense.
The ball is through Hayes' hands and picked up by Heidenwith. He tosses it deep to Lloyd, and he's fouled on the attempted catch. Again, Hannibal guys were everywhere. It seems like on the press, Hannibal has like 10 guys out there.
They are all over the place. Very quick team out here.
And now they have 6 guys out there. That is an advantage. They can't figure out who to get off, and finally Fohey runs off the court for Hannibal. Putnam County to inbound. They find Robinson, now back to Alexander. Now to Robinson at the top of the key. They're going to run the play Fresno. What do you reckon that means?
I have no idea.
It means he dribbles around outside for a long time. Now he passes off to Heidenwith. Heidenwith's going to dribble around. Now it goes around to Screen. Screen didn't work too well. And he passes to a wide open Lloyd.
Oh, nice
Lloyd
pass.
Turns around, and there was nobody next
nice
to Ingles for the layup.
By Lloyd right there.
Hayes comes up, gets across the timeline. He's trapped. Now passes off to McBride inside to Hicks. Hicks off to Sims on the right side. Sims into Trinhale in the right corner. Back out to Hayes on the right wing, and he shuffles the feet on a fake, whatever he was faking, a pass or a shot. It was kind of ugly, but it didn't work for him.
He was trying to fake the shot and shuffled the feet a little bit.
Collins into Robinson, and he's trapped by about 3 guys.
He's in trouble.
Putnam County's coach was trying to call a timeout. Didn't get it off before the jump ball, and possession goes back to Putnam County. 4:46 left, second quarter. It's 22-12 in favor of Hannibal. Collins having trouble. He just lobs it up, and the ball's picked off by Sims. He's going to go all the way. Layup, and he botched it. Botched the layup, picked up by Hayes. Hayes, turnaround shot from 6 feet. No good. Rebound by McBride.
Oh, right is over the back.
Is that the third foul of McBride?
I think so.
And it's 1-1
Putnam
now for Putnam County.
And that is the third foul on McBride.
McBride's a pretty good player. It's going to hurt Hannibal to be without him. The coach set him down earlier and put Lewis in, and now Lewis will have to come back in, I imagine.
It doesn't look like he's making a move, though.
I'd set McBride down for the rest of the half.
You almost have to.
Shot up by Lloyd is good. That earns him a second free throw. Second shot good. 22-14, 4:38 left. Second quarter action. Hayes dribbles down for Hannibal. Left wing to Sims, inside to Hicks. Hicks had all five guys on him there at one point. Now he gives out to Sims to Hayes left wing. Hayes dribbles around and passes right wing for McBride. McBride takes a right baseline. Now back out to Hicks, top the key for Sims. Sims dribbles right, now passes left to Hayes, back to Sims. Dribbles down the right side of the baseline, kicks it out for McBride for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Robinson. Up ahead to Collins. Collins stops at the block, turnaround shot. He wasn't even looking, and he missed it. Rebounded there by Hicks. And they're going to get Hicks with the push.
They do have Hicks on the foul. Looked like both guys were going pretty straight out there for the rebound. But
yeah.
The ref thought otherwise.
Seemed kind of like a touch foul. First on Hicks. 18 foul. This is really helping Putnam County to get back in it. It's Lloyd again, and he missed it.
Slowing the game down.
Up ahead to Hayes. Hayes with three guys defending, and he missed the shot. Lloyd saved it, and now he throws up ahead.
Nice pass.
There's nobody there for Hannibal all the way for Collins. Layup in, he missed it. Put back by Heidenreich is good.
Nice rebound there by Heidenreich. Way to stick with it.
All the Hannibal defenders were down watching Lloyd hold the ball, and he just stood to the other end of the court, and nobody was there. The ball is picked up by McBride before it goes out of bounds. He gives to Hayes, now left wing for Sims. Sims dribbles to the top of the key to the free throw line. Now it's picked off by Heidenreich.
Good deal there by Putnam.
Heidenreich down the left side. Looks inside to Lloyd. Lloyd off the block. His shot's good, and the foul.
And one. Nice shot there by Lloyd. Come on, Lloyd's really come in here and done a pretty good job.
He didn't start, but he's played real well.
He's played well.
22-18 now, 3:11 left, second quarter. His shot's up and no good. Rebounded there by Hicks. Only a four-point deficit right now for Putnam County. They have to be feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, they've made a really good comeback right here.
McBride's pass is knocked away by Robinson, but he gets it back. Hicks has it now, right wing back to McBride. He thought about the three, now puts it on the floor towards the right baseline. Kicks it out to Hayes for three. Shot is terribly off, and look who's there. Lloyd with the rebound.
He's been doing it all here for Putnam County. Really got him back in this ballgame.
Heidenreich down the left side, gives it off to Robinson. Robinson's completely covered by Hayes.
Deep three.
He gives to Heidenreich, and I bet that was 6 feet outside the arc.
Wow.
Nice shot there by Heidenreich.
I mean, that was definitely NBA range.
That was a deep three.
Hannibal has the ball. It's Hayes on the left wing. Gets back to Sims. Sims into Hicks. Hicks turnaround shot just inside the free throw line. It's no good. Ball is poked out of bounds by Hannibal. It's going to go to Putnam County, and they have a chance to take the lead again on this possession.
Their defense and offense have just been clicking here lately. It's probably a good time out of here by Hannibal.
Set up a good play, get down and take the lead for Putnam County. Hannibal is just trying to weather the storm. I wonder, I'd say it's probably been, what, an 8-point run here by Putnam County?
Oh, yeah, it was 22-12, now it's 22-21. I'd say about a 9-0 run here. 9-0 run here by Putnam. Just done a real good job controlling the tempo of the game.
.214 left, second quarter, 22-21 in favor of Hannibal, but Putnam County has really rallied back, and they have the ball.
Yeah, they've been playing really good here towards the end of the second quarter.
Well, another thing that's helped them is Hannibal has 19 fouls right now. The next one, it'll be an automatic two free throws, and Putnam County's taking advantage of that. They've hit several of their free throws.
Yeah. This Hannibal team's so quick, it's nice when you can slow the game down and get some freebies there at the line.
And Hannibal comes out with that press again. They've run it all game. Heidenlith's going to throw it in. He uncorks a deep one, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hicks. He was going, they were going for the home run on that one. Well, they do it again. Heidenlith can't get it in anywhere. He throws it, and the ball is tipped by Collins and picked up by McBride, right wing for Hicks. Hicks back to McBride, dribbles in, six-footer, yes.
Nice shot there by McBride.
2 minutes remaining, 24-21. Hannibal has the lead. Robinson dribbles up for Putnam County. He feeds it to Collins. Back to Robinson. Back to Collins just inside the arc.
Oh.
Yes!
Three-pointer.
He could have dribbled in and taken an 8-foot shot. Instead, he opted for the 17-footer, and he still got it.
We got a tied ball game here, folks.
They gave him the three.
They did.
I thought it looked like he was inside the line. McBride has it. Left wing now for Lewis. Lewis skip pass over to Sims on the right side. Back to McBride. McBride to Sims. I'm surprised McBride's still in there with those three fouls.
Definitely taking a risk.
Sims has it now. Top the key. Gives to Lewis. Lewis inside to Hicks at the free throw line. Back to Lewis. Now right corner for Trinhale. Feeds it to Hicks. Cutting towards the basket. And the big guy just couldn't hang on to it. He kicked it out of bounds. Here comes that press. Collins inside to Robinson. No, that was Heidenwith. Back to Collins. Now picked up by Robinson down the right side. They broke the press. Robinson to Collins. Left wing for Heidenwith. No, shot's no good.
Nice rebound there by Englert.
Englert's putback was good. And Putnam County has the lead. Hicks topped the key for McBride. Now left wing for Sims. Sims gives to Lewis. Lewis inside to Hicks at the free throw line. Back out to Lewis. Now Lewis takes it to the basket. And he's fouled there by Lloyd. Lloyd hits the bay.
Yeah. I think Lloyd and Lewis kind of got mixed up there. I said Lloyd got the worst end of the deal, though.
I don't know where Lloyd. I think I do know where Lloyd got it. And I can see why he'd be in some pain right now. Lewis's shot is no good. The ref's talking to Lloyd.
Riff, give him a little time here to Lloyd, catch his breath.
Lloyd's going to need halftime to recover here. 44 seconds left. Lewis, the second shot is up and good. 26-25, Putnam County has the lead. They get it inside now to Heidenlith. Heidenlith back to Englert. Englert up ahead to Lloyd. Skip pass to Heidenlith. He has the three. He's going to take it. Yes! He hit!
Boy, Putnam County is on fire here in the second quarter.
Just under 30 seconds now. Lewis dribbles in and loses the ball. Blocked by Heidenlith, and he gets it. Hold for the last shot, their coach is telling them. They give it off to Collins on the left side. He dribbles inside, and he traveled. Their coach is really giving it to him, and they should have just held on and taken a last-second shot, and they would have had a nice four-point lead going into halftime. That's if they didn't hit the shot. Now it'll be Hannibal's last second shot. They have it with 10. Dribbles in. Sims' shot is no good. Rebounded there by Heidenlith with 5. They have time. Heidenlith down the right side with 2. With 1. Uncorks a deep one. It was an air ball.
Off the mark a little bit.
But Putnam County, from a 10-point deficit early on in the second quarter, comes back and is leading 29-25 going into the second half. It'll be an interesting second half. We'll see what happens. We'll join you here in 10 minutes. And we're about ready to start the second half. First, we have a correction. Lloyd, who played really well in the first half for Putnam County, we found out that was not Lloyd.
Not Lloyd.
Yeah, that was Ben Villarreal, something like that, and he had a good game. Why don't you give us some stats, Logan?
Well, for Hannibal, Hicks and Lewis both had 6 points apiece, but McBride led the way for them with 7. And Putnam County, Heidenwith really caught fire there towards the end of the second half, ended up with 10 points there in the first half. And Middleton was right behind him with 5, so should be a good second half coming up here at Brashear.
All right. The correct pronunciation, I'm told, is Villarreal.
Villarreal. We have it.
And we're ready to start the... in fact, there is no Lloyd. Lloyd isn't here for Putnam County.
It's not.
It's a phantom Lloyd. We don't even know... They haven't even heard of him. They just put him on their roster.
We are sorry for the mistake.
All right. Hannibal's going to start with the ball, and they're down by four. It's 25-29 going into the third quarter. Fohe to throw in. Gives it off a baseline running McBride, and he gets it in Trinhale out to Sims just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Englert. Englert ahead to Heidenwith. Heidenwith right wing for Robinson off the back iron. No good. Picked up there by Alexander. Out to Heidenwith for three. No good.
Almost down right there by Heidenwith.
That was another deep one, too. He doesn't settle for those just outside the arc. He likes it deep. Fohe to McBride, now right wing for Sims for Hannibal. Back to McBride, left wing for Fohe. Deep three off the back iron, rebounded there by Sims. Sims turned around off the right block, his shot's no good. Picked up there by Englert. Englert ahead to Robinson down the right side. He stops, thought about the three, now gives to Alexander, back to Robinson. Looks inside, comes around the screen, is Heidenwith into the lane. Little floaters, no good. Ball is poked away by Heidenwith, picked up by Richardson. His shot's no good. Now, controlled by McBride. He goes right baseline. His shot falls.
Nice shot there by McBride.
Up ahead now for Putnam County to Alexander. He's hurt. He is hurt. He hit the shot off the layup, and he was fouled.
Fell a little awkwardly there.
He doesn't look very good. The coach is over talking to him. I don't know exactly what's hurting him. He's on his knee now. You hate to see that.
Yeah, it was a nice shot, though. Did a good job finishing the play.
That extended Putnam County's lead. It's 31-27 now with 6:47 left third quarter.
Yeah, Putnam did a good job right there pushing the action, getting a wide open layup there by...
Who was the foul on? They gave the foul to Fohe?
Yeah, Fohe with the foul.
He's not on the court now. They put in Lewis. Lewis was hurt earlier, if I remember right, for Hannibal.
Oh, good. Take Alexander out.
I'm not sure what's hurting him, but he's hurt.
No. Had to take him out of the game.
Meanwhile, they bring in Levi Miles to shoot a free throw. Boy, you talk about Coleman coming in and shooting a free throw. We'll see how he does. The shot's good, the ref is saying. It's just one free throw.
One free throw here.
Up and good.
Apparently it wasn't too cold. Comes in, drills the free throw.
He was warm enough to hit the free throw. Hayes brings it up the court, gives it left wing for Lewis. Lewis inside to Trinhale. His pass is broken up, picked up. Now it's going to be a jump ball. He couldn't get rid of it. Who is that on the ground? Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson.
Quick hands there. He just couldn't get rid of it quick enough before Hannibal guys were swarming him. Putnam County inbound. They must have had possession now. Heidenwith has it left wing. He's double teamed. Now up ahead to the new guy.
Double dribble.
Miles.
He double dribbles.
His best expertise is from the free throw line. Lewis inside to Hayes across the timeline. Now right wing for Sims inside. He feeds it into Trinhale out to Hicks. Hicks bounce pass to Sims. Now left wing for Hayes. Off to Lewis. Lewis back to Hayes. Top the key. Now right wing for Sims. Dribbles in. He's picked up pretty well by the defense. Shoots it anyways. No good. Rebounded by Hannibal. Sims gets it back. Now top the key for Hayes. Hayes left wing for Lewis. He's going to launch a three. Oh, that was not a good shot. Rebounded by Hicks. And boy, Hannibal is getting all kinds of offensive rebounds here. Another miss. Finally, Richardson collects it for Putnam County. If you're Putnam County, you want to get some defensive rebounds and limit them to one shot on the possession.
It's going to come back to haunt them before long.
Heidenwith gets it inside now to somebody. Who is that? Englert. His shot's no good. And I saw
got a foul on Hicks right here. Richardson going to the line for two. Alexander.
Alexander's mom came and got him, and they're going to the, they're leaving.
Nice shot there by Richardson on the first free throw.
We hope Alexander's okay.
Yeah, I hate to see that.
All right, 33-27, six-point lead right now for Putnam County with 5:39 left third quarter. Richardson's is the second free throw. It is good. Hayes has it for Hannibal. He gives the right wing to Sims. Sims back to Hayes now, left wing for Lewis. Lewis looks inside, gives it left baseline to McBride, back out to Lewis. Inside pass to Hicks, out to Hayes. Hayes now right wing for Sims. He's going to take the three. Off the back iron, good one-handed rebound there by Robinson. Robinson takes it himself down the right side, dribbles towards the middle of the lane, kicks it outside now to Englert. His shot is off the front iron. I thought it was going to bounce in, but it ended up bouncing out. And it's knocked out of bounds by Putnam County. It'll go to Hannibal.
I don't know if Englert wanted to shoot there or not, but he took it anyway.
He looked a little hesitant, but he was wide open, so he decided, oh, what the heck, and threw it up. They're going to get a kick for Putnam, so it'll be Hannibal ball out of bounds. Entered to Hayes. Hayes gives it to Lewis. Lewis almost lost it out of bounds. Now back to Hayes. Right wing for Sims. Dribbles into the right block. Puts up the shot. Yes!
Nice shot there by Sims.
Here comes the press. It's stolen by McBride.
McBride
to Sims. Sims shot no good. He'll take some free throw shots.
Fallon hiding with his first.
Shot is good by Sims. 34-30. 4:44 left third quarter. Second shot is good. Putnam kind of gets the ball in now up ahead to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline, and he's in bad shape. Triple team now gives out to Heidlitz. Wide open underneath is Englert. Englert puts it in. It's 36-31, 4:30.
Nice pass in there by Putnam County.
He was wide open.
Wide open.
Sims top the key now for Hayes. Back to Sims. Inside to McBride, who botched the layup.
Got
to
finish that one.
Robinson has it for Putnam County. Underneath the basket was a wide open Miles, but he extended out to the three-point arc and missed the shot. And now on the other end, Hayes was driving in for a layup, and he was blocked there by Robinson. He wasn't quite set, I guess.
No.
First foul on Robinson. It'll be Hannibal ball out of bounds. McBride to inbound gives to Hicks. Hicks to Hayes. Hayes back to McBride for three. No good. Rebounded by Heidenwith. And he's triple teamed up ahead now to Miles. Miles throws a pick to Lewis. Lewis's shot is good and the foul, but it looked like a charge to me.
It hit him pretty hard there. Refs gives Lewis the benefit of the doubt, though.
That's the second foul on Heidenwith within a minute. 3:50 left third quarter. 36-33 on the missed free throw. Picked up there by Englert. Englert now to Robinson. Robinson, there's four people in the front court for Hannibal. Now up ahead to Heidenwith. He's having trouble. He gets it across the timeline. Now he's triple team. Now Robinson, he's avoiding the over and back, gives it to Hayes, and Hayes takes it all the way.
By Hayes.
Putnam County just cannot handle this press.
Englert wide open down here underneath.
It's eating them alive. You know,
they
ought to bring in a pitcher or something that can throw a deep ball because it's a layup. 36-35, the lead is shrunk to 1 point for Putnam County. 3.5 left in the third, and the ball is poked out of bounds by McBride.
Hannibal team is everywhere.
Hannibal seems to be all over the court on this press. Into Robinson. Back to Heidenwith, and he has the left side. Now he stutters a little bit, and he finally gets across to Robinson. There's two guys wide open. He chooses Richardson. Richardson's shot is no good from 4 feet. Rebound picked up by Sims. He's got, it's a 1-on-5. He takes it anyway and misses it. Richardson with the rebound. He gives to Robinson. Up ahead now to Collins. Collins thought about the three. It's 1-on-5 now for Putnam County. Now Englert comes down. His shot's good.
Nice looking shot there by Englert.
38-35, 2:50 left to play third quarter. Hayes left wing to Lewis. Lewis looking inside now. Skip past the right wing for Sims. Inside to Hicks on the right elbow. He gives to Lewis for three. Off the front iron, off the back iron. Rebounded there by Heidenwin.
Oh, and he picked up his dribble. Oh.
He gives it to England, and he was clobbered. They
Sims,
gave it.
Sims was a little too aggressive right there.
Well, they gave it to Sims, but they could have easily have given it to McBride, too. That would have been his fourth. McBride's played this whole half with three fouls.
Yeah.
He played the last 4 minutes of the first half with three
Definitely
fouls.
Taking a risk.
Robinson was dribbling down the right side. He lost it, tried to save it, and then hit the bleachers pretty hard.
Yeah. Seems to be okay, though.
Hayes gives right wing to Fohe. Fohe inside, now back out to Hayes. Lewis to a great-looking shot by McBride.
Right. Now I know why he's still in there.
All right, Putnam County has broken the press. They get it to a wide-open Richardson underneath the basket. Boy, he couldn't convert the shot and the foul, but he's going to go to the line.
He gets two free throws, though.
38-37, 2:15 left third quarter. Putnam County has a chance to extend the lead.
Man, that's Hicks' third foul as well.
Towards the end of the fourth quarter, Hannibal could be in a lot of foul trouble. Both Hicks and McBride have three. Richardson's second free throw is just like the first one, no good. McBride on the rebound, he gives to Hayes. Hayes, left wing for Lewis. Inside, and it's almost thrown away. A nice looking save by Fohe. Back to Hayes. Lewis across to Fohe. They're going to reward him with a three. No good.
McBride
seems to be everywhere. He's lucky he doesn't get caught with a lot of fouls. And Hicks with the putback.
Too many chances there for Hannibal.
Robinson's pass is poked out of bounds by Hicks. It'll stay with Putnam County. Now Villarreal comes in for Richardson. Ball inbounded into Robinson. Robinson breaks the trap. Up ahead to Villarreal. Oh, he turns, fires.
No good.
Ball rolls around the rim and falls out.
McBride's done a great job here rebounding both on the offensive and defensive end.
Hayes has it. He's going to take a three. No good. Rebounded there by Heidenlitz, and they're going to get Fohe over the back.
And pretty sure that might be his third foul as well. Excuse me.
16 fouls on Hannibal. Next time they foul, it's going to be a 1-1. The only thing that this press is causing Hannibal to do is foul a lot.
Yeah. They have forced quite a few turnovers, but there's another foul.
Robinson was taking it down the court, and he was blocked there by Lewis. I wonder how many that is on Lewis.
It's 1-1, yeah. Don't know why the ref's going over there to take the ball out of bounds. It's 1-1.
Refs are confused.
That never happens.
That's the second there on Lewis. 17th foul. From here on out, every time Hannibal gets a foul, it's going to be at least a 1-1 for Putnam County. This time it's Robinson. His shot's up and good. That ties the ball game at 39.
Could really come back and help Putnam, allow him to slow down the game and get some easy points.
Second shot is good as well. 40-39. Putnam County up by one with 1:20 left third quarter. Hayes left wing to Lewis, threw it to his coach on the bench. Putnam County's ball out of bounds. It's Collins. Collins gets it into Villarreal. Back to Collins. Collins has it stolen by McBride. He just reached out and grabbed it. Gives to Hayes. Layup good.
Nice defense. Oh, Putnam's got a guy wide open.
Heidenlicht threw it into Robinson, and Heidenlicht got it back out of bounds. They had two guys on the other end wide open. I wonder if most of Putnam County's guys just can't throw it that far because they're open all the time. Now McBride has a wide-open three. It was a pretty poor-looking shot. He gets his own rebound. Putback's good.
What a follow-up shot right there by McBride. He's played well so far.
McBride is probably the best player for Hannibal on both sides. Villarreal, four layup.
There they go.
42-43, 45 seconds left, third quarter. Hayes now, top the key. Left wing to Lewis. Lewis back to Hayes, looking right wing for McBride, back to Lewis. Now inside to Hicks from the free throw line. Off the back iron, rebounded, picked up there by Collins. Collins, hands to Heidenlicht. Heidenlicht up ahead to Engler, and he's fouled there by Hayes.
A little too aggressive here by Hannibal. They've been picking up a lot of fouls.
That's the second on Hayes, 18 foul. It's going to be 1-1 now for Englert. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Hicks to McBride. Now up ahead to Hayes. Hayes, it's a 1-on-5. He shoots it anyway. No good. Picked up by Englert. Poor decision there by Hayes.
Probably should have waited it out and took the last shot there.
13 seconds left. Robinson down the left side. 10 seconds now. He's stuck in the corner. Gives to Villarreal now out to Heidenlicht with 5. Heidenlicht holds. He gives it out into the corner. Robinson's going to launch one.
No good.
In fact, it was an air ball. Ball was picked up by Trent Hale right before the buzzer. So we're going to go into the fourth quarter with a Hannibal 43 to Putnam County 42 lead. It's been a real good game.
Yeah, the key, I think, for Putnam, though, they need to really slow down the tempo and break that press a little bit easier. They're getting in too big a hurry. Of course, that's what Hannibal wants them to do.
Well, Hannibal's able to force a lot of turnovers on that press.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for them, they also force a lot of fouls.
And every once in a while, they're leaving a guy wide open under the basket for an easy layup.
Oh, they leave people wide open on the other side of the court all the time. And
hasn't really heard of yet.
Putnam County just stands there trying to pass around to the backcourt. All right. Last 8 minutes of play right now. It's going to be Hannibal's ball. Hicks looks it into Hayes. They're almost ready for that quarter play. Now to McBride. McBride into Hicks. Hicks back out to Hayes to McBride. McBride has the three. He did not take it. Could have. And now Hicks is going to get called on the charge. That's Hicks' fourth foul, I believe, isn't it? Yeah, he's coming out. That's his fourth foul.
And they bring in Fohe, who has four fouls as well.
Well, he's a little more rested. He's been educated on the bench not to foul. Putnam County is in a bad situation. They get it up ahead now to Collins. He's throwing elbows, and he can't do anything. Ball's poked away and stolen now by McBride. McBride up ahead to Sims. Sims loses control. They'll reset the offense. Fohe, left wing for Hayes, back to Fohe. Now to Hayes. Now into the corner for McBride. McBride back out to Hayes. Hayes back to McBride. Back to Hayes. What are we playing? Keep away here. Now inside to Trinell. Trinell's going to be... Oh, they're going to get an offensive travel?
Yeah.
I didn't see the travel.
It looked like you might have had a little bit of help there on the travel. Maybe a little push.
Timeout here by Putnam County. 7:15 left fourth quarter. It's still 43-42. Hannibal lead by one. Well, what do you see in the last 7 minutes and 15 seconds?
I am going to figure that Putnam's going to be shooting some free throws here last quarter. Hannibal's already got 9 team fouls, so definitely Putnam needs to definitely draw that contact and get to the free throw line, stop the clock, and get some easy points. That's just what I think, though.
Do you think Cannibal's going to continue to run that press?
Yeah, done it all game.
They have run it all game. I mean,
a lot of the same animal players have played the whole time. I would be tired as heck.
We definitely didn't do that at Galt.
It's just JV team, but man, they run that press, and they run it well.
They've done a really good job with that press. A very quick team. All five guys on the floor are quick.
The only thing that they do wrong is they tend to foul a lot on it. And they've backed off. It's kind of a three-quarters deal. I don't know. I'm shocked to not see that press. Oh, Robinson is on the court, and he is hurting. What happened to him? I wasn't watching.
I was following.
I know what happened to him.
Same thing that happened to Villarreal.
Same thing that happened to, was it Villarreal or was it Lewis for Hannibal?
It was Villarreal.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to need a little time to recover. He's got to go shoot some free throws, though, two free throws. He's still feeling the pain.
Doesn't expect his free throws any, though.
No.
That was the first one.
He's going to shoot a second one. It's up and good as well. He gives Putnam County a 44-43 lead. Who's that last foul on?
Looks like Hayes.
Hayes,
yeah,
his third.
Everyone on the Hannibal team's got three fouls.
No, except for Bo Hay and Hicks, they have four.
Yeah.
Bo Hay traveled. It's going to go back to Putnam County. Heidenwith, way up ahead. There it is. It's a skip pass all the way up to Villarreal for the layup. Finally, they go with the deep bomb.
Heidenwith finds the guy wide open down court, and they're able to convert.
Bo Hay in their left corner gives to Hayes. Hayes, right wing for Sims. Now back out to Hayes. Hayes left wing to Fohe. He's going to take a deep three. Ooh, it was in and out. Rebounded by Villarreal off to Heidenwerth now. Right wing for Robinson. Robinson down to the right side. Now kicks it back out toward the top. He dribbles left, gives off to Heidenwerth. Heidenwerth around the screen by Villarreal. It didn't help much. Hayes went right through it. Now he takes it inside off the left block. No good. He was wide open. The defender fell down. Meanwhile, Fohe takes it down to the left baseline, kicks it back out to Hayes. Now left wing again for Fohe. Inside to Trinhill, and it's going to be a reach-in foul on Englert.
That's Putnam's only their fourth foul so far this half. It's been a good job keeping out of foul trouble.
And Hannibal has 10.
Yeah.
5:55 left fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to Trinhill. He puts the shot down. 46-45, Putnam County up by one. 5:45 left fourth quarter. Heidenwith going to uncork a deep pass to Villarreal, and it's stolen by Hayes.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to get Villarreal with a foul. He looks mad. That's the 15th foul on Putnam County. The second on Villarreal, and he was not happy about that foul. Ball inbounded into Hayes. Hayes, awesome pass into Trinhill. Back out to Sims now. Sims dribbles in, guarded by all five people, and puts it up and in.
Got there by Sims.
Ball inbounded into Robinson. Robinson having trouble, throws it up, and it's picked off by Hayes. Hayes came out of nowhere to catch that thing. And then he threw it out of bounds.
Nice pass, though. Great idea. And the press is back.
Yeah, they're working the press pretty good. Robinson up ahead to Collins. Collins trapped by three people, gives it to Villarreal. He's trapped by three people, and he threw it to the other end of the court out of bounds. Putnam County coach says, I want a timeout.
Seen enough.
5:12 left, fourth quarter. It's 47-46. Hannibal's up by one now. Boy, it just seems like it goes back and forth.
Back and forth. No one can really get a big lead in this game. It's been a great game, though.
I thought at the beginning of the game when Hannibal just came out on fire, they got up to a pretty good lead, and that press was just killing Putnam County. I thought they were going to run away with it. But Putnam County's really battled well and staying in this thing.
All the fouls that Hannibal has got has really come back to hurt him. Putnam's done a good job of converting some free throws. And
Yeah, those fouls have really helped Putnam County out a lot.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens in the last 5 minutes. I don't know. I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't have a clue because
it's so back and forth here this last quarter and a half. That
I can see it going either way.
Who knows?
If Putnam County gets hot behind the arc again, they could easily win it. And if Hannibal continues to get a lot of steals and easy putbacks, they could win it. So we'll find out. It's Hannibal ball. Sims to inbound. Sims gives to Hayes, almost stolen there by Collins. Hayes left wing for Fohey into the corner for McBride. There it is. Oh, off the top of the backboard. Rebounded by Fohey out of bounds. Dribble it off his knee. Collins to fill in for Putnam County. And there's nobody really open. Now he gives it to Englert. Englert deep in the backcourt. Gives it off to Heidenreth. Heidenreth travels.
Yeah.
And they call it.
Carry the ball there.
I thought he was going to get away with it. No foul. It's all right. The coach says it's all right, but if it was me, I would think it'd be all right. They get it inside the Trinio. The shot is no good from about 4 feet. Rebounded by Villarreal. Off to Heidenreth, down the right side, and they kind of back off the press a little. Heidenreth gives to Robinson. Robinson, top of the key. Villarreal wasn't even looking for it. Now to Heidenreth. Heidenreth back to Robinson with 4:30. Now gives to Heidenreth again. To the left side. He carried it again. He puts his head down, didn't even look at the coach. It's
a little upset with the call, but he is carrying it.
Well, he's done it now twice on
Last
consecutive possessions. Hayes dribbles in, now gives to Fohey on the left wing to McBride in the corner.
Oh.
Back to Hayes, almost stolen by Collins. To Sims on the right side, inside to Trinhale, now passes off to McBride. Shot falls out, and they're going to get a push on McBride. That'll be his fourth. No, does he have four? That'll be his fifth, won't it? No, that's just his fourth. He only had three.
He's done a good job of keeping out of foul trouble. He had three fouls with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah, he picked up his third foul early in the first half, and he's played all the way till now without picking up his fourth. Well, now he's in the same boat as Fohey and Hicks. England's shot is up and off the front of the iron, no good. 4:06 left, fourth quarter, 47-46, Hannibal.
Short.
Second shot is equally poor.
Barely clips the rim.
Was it a jump ball they call?
Yep. A jump ball, Putnam ball.
They're running a stack formation on the free throw line. Collins will inbound. And they throw it deep to Heidenreth. Heidenreth dribbles, guarded closely by Hayes. Hayes is all over. He now gets to Collins, who has nobody on him. He hands off to Robinson, and it looks like they're running the triple formation. They're going to get the foul on, is that Sims?
Sims, yeah.
Hicks is not in there. Third foul on Sims. Everybody, if you're on Hannibal, it's not cool unless you have three fouls, at least.
Foul prone here in this game.
Now it's Robinson, who is a good free throw shooter, and as I say that, he misses the first. He has a chance to tie the ball game right now, though. 3:52 remains in the fourth quarter. It's up and nothing but net. Tie ball game, 47-all. Hayes has it for Hannibal. He dribbles down the middle of the court, finds Trinhale. He's guarded closely there. Gives out to Fohey now for three. No good. Rebounded there by Trinhale. His putback is no good either. Finally rebounded by Heidenreth to Putnam County. How many shots did they have that time? Three or four shots for Hannibal on that possession.
About every possession, Hannibal's getting several opportunities.
Heidenreth for three. Oh, not an impressive looking shot. Rebounded by Sims. Sims down the right side. And it's poked away and stolen by Collins.
Nice D there by Collins.
That was a great play by Collins not to give up. Chased him all the way down and picked that ball out. Robinson has it for Putnam County. He launches a shot. I thought it was going to be a pass to England. He gets the rebound.
Nice.
Yes!
Rebound there by England. Way to stick with it on the offensive boards.
49-47, just under 3 minutes to play. Left wing for Fohey. Gives it outside now to Hayes. Hayes dribbles back toward the middle of the court. Gives it off to Fohey. Back to Hayes again. They play a lot of catch. Now over right wing for Sims. Back to Hayes. Hayes to Fohey. Back to Hayes. These guys just launched one. Oh, he hit it!
It was the first three he's hit this game.
It looked like he's just throwing it up because he was tired of playing catch and it went down. Robinson up ahead to Collins, makes a great pass, and it's poked away and stolen now by McBride.
Good D there by Hannibal.
McBride gives to Hayes, and Hannibal wants a timeout. With 2 minutes and 14 seconds left, he'll get one. Hannibal leads 50-49. I still can't believe that shot by Hayes, because it wasn't like he was sit. He didn't even jump. He just threw it up.
All that matters is that it went in, though.
It was perfect shot. I don't think it hit any rim at all. It was right through the hoop. Well, as it has been all game, it's going to come down to the wire, back and forth. Hannibal's up by one. Each team has two timeouts left. They'll probably come in handy here towards the end of the game.
Timeouts and free throw shooting.
Hannibal gives it to Sims in the corner. Now back out to Hayes. Hayes to Fohey. Fohey fakes it to Hayes and gives it to Hicks. This is a new style of offense. And Hicks' turnaround shot, he was fouled. Englert was tagged with the foul. That's his third 16 foul, so... Now Hannibal will shoot 1-1 from now on. Hicks' shot is up and off the back iron, no good. Here we go, second shot up and good. 51-49, 2 minutes left, fourth quarter. Ball is thrown up ahead to Villarreal as he falls. He gives it to Collins. That's a heads-up play. Collins just stand there. Now he gives it off to Robinson, who gets it across the timeline, all the way down to the right corner.
Nice job by Robinson, breaking the press.
He passes to Heidenreth, who hands off back to Robinson. Robinson hands off to Heidenreth. There's that triple option again. He gives to Collins, who gives it to Robinson, who had a wide open shot just inside the arc, and he missed it. Rebounded by Hayes with 1.5 minutes to play. Ball is in Fohey's hands. He gives to Hayes. Hayes now to McBride. McBride to Hayes.
Hannibal doesn't need to rush things here. Oh.
The ball is thrown right down the middle of the lane, out of bounds.
Hannibal's got the lead. They can set on it.
Putnam County has 1:13 left to get one basket. It's all they need to tie. The ball is knocked back out of bounds by Hicks. Collins inbound. He gets it to Robinson, who's immediately double-teamed, and he's fouled. Ferguson Robinson to the line.
Robinson, team's best free throw shooter, probably.
That foul is on Sims. How many is that on Sims? His fourth. He's in the club now, all them fouls. All right. Robinson's free throw is up and good. 50-51. Sims comes out. Lewis comes back on for Hannibal. 1 minute and 11 seconds left to play fourth quarter. Big free throw here.
No pressure.
Oh, and the pressure got to him. He missed it. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes has it on the left side. Robinson's all over him. Now Hayes dribbles inside, throws it off to Hicks. Block! Oh. Villarreal blocked him. And now we're going to get a push on Foley. That's his fifth foul. He's going to send Collins to the line to take the lead. How big of a block was that by Villarreal on the other end? Hicks. I'd say Hicks has 2 or 3 inches on him easily. And Villarreal jumped up and just...
Well, it did look like he got him with the body just a little bit. Probably could have called a foul, but...
Hannibal's coach is saying that right now. Ferhey's done. They send Sims back in, and it's Collins to the line. Oh, my. It is not a pretty shot. He missed it. This one is for the tie now. Off the front of the iron. No good. And it's going to go to Hannibal.
Putnam's got to convert on these free throws.
Yeah, they have the lead if they can hit their free throws. Hicks inside to Hayes. Hayes guarded closely by Robinson. He's all over him. Robinson is on him like glue, and Hannibal calls a timeout. He tells Hayes he needs to get rid of the ball. 44 seconds left. Hannibal leads 51-50, but it's still anybody's game.
Definitely going to come down to the wire.
I think the largest lead during the game was Hannibal had a 10-point lead early on in the first quarter.
22-12 or something.
Maybe that was second quarter they opened up with like a 10-point lead or something. But it's been a good game no matter what.
Still that free throw shooting, though. Putnam's missed 3 out of their last 4 free throws.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised now to see Putnam start foul because it's 1-1. You know, if they miss that first shot.
Got to stay under control, though.
Really, Hannibal hasn't shot a lot of free throws. I don't know who their best and worst free throw shooters are.
The way that McBride shoots, I'm sure he's pretty good for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell McBride. Sims stayed bad. It's picked off by Villarreal.
Man, nice hustle there by Villarreal. He does go out of bounds off him, but great hustle.
He was all over it.
He's shaking up again.
He's hurt. He hit the deck pretty hard.
Looks like his elbow or something. He's staying it out in the game, though.
Ball into McBride. Just who we said we wouldn't foul. Now he gets to Lewis. And they're not in a hurry to foul. They pass off to Sims.
He's in trouble.
Sims gives it off to Hayes. Hayes has it right wing. Now back out to Sims, and he's still not fouling. Oh, and there's the foul. Reach in by Collins with 22.9 seconds left. That's the first on Collins. He had plenty to give. That'll send Sims to the free throw line. If I remember right, Sims did shoot earlier, and I think he hit a boat.
Yeah, I want to say that's right.
We'll see what he does here. It's up and no good. And rebounded by Englert. Putnam County is going to have the chance here to win this thing. Heidenwitt down the right side. And timeout by Putnam County. They have 15 and a half seconds to play, and they're only down by one. Any shot counts. Any shot will win them the game.
Big 15 seconds right here for Putnam and Hannibal.
They've got a 30-second timeout to talk things over. What do you draw up here?
I have no idea. Hannibal is just so quick, and they're everywhere all at once. They're going to have to set some good picks and get somebody open.
I don't know who the hot hand is right now. Earlier, Heidenwith was just drilling the threes. I don't know if you go back to him or if you look inside for, like, Englert or Villarreal, one of those guys.
I'd say just get someone open. Oh, Well, here we go.
This is the ball game right here. 15 seconds left. It's going to be Collins to inbound. He throws it into Robinson, who loses it. It's picked up by Villarreal. Out to Englert now. Off to Heidenreich. He dribbles inside. His shot is up. He missed it, but he's fouled. And Heidenreich's going to go to the line with a chance to give him the lead.
Still a lot of time left, though. Almost 8 seconds.
That was on McBride, his fifth.
That's a big foul right there.
That hurts Hannibal on the offensive side.
McBride's had a very good game.
Well, it hurts him on the defensive side, too, I guess, but they're probably done playing defense.
Unless this goes into OT.
Yes! Heidenreich hits it. Tie ball game. Second one falls as well. 7.8 seconds remaining in the ball game, and Hannibal calls a timeout. Back and forth the whole game.
Huge free throws there by Heidenreich.
Yeah.
No crack under pressure at all.
If I had to pick somebody, I would have picked Robinson. He'd hit all night, but
yeah.
Heidenreich comes in and nails them both.
Not a bad choice there either.
Boy, you couldn't ask for a better opening ball game than this.
Yeah, it's been a great game. Back and forth the whole day.
Well, what does Hannibal do? They don't have much time, 7.8 seconds.
Well, and they lost probably their biggest offensive threat in McBride.
McBride was their go-to guy. I don't know who they're going to trust now to shoot it.
No, Foye hit a three, but I think he fouled out as well.
Yeah, Foye's done. He had his fifth foul earlier.
So I don't really know what you do here.
I'm going to say they're going to go to Sims, but I don't know. Putnam County comes out of the full court press probably the first time all night.
Man-to-man press here. Hopefully they don't get burned.
Deep. Hayes is open. They get it into Sims. Sims down the right side. 5 seconds. Gives to Hayes with three. Hayes dribbles in. Throws it up. Rims out.
Rimmed
out. Hayes had a great shot.
Wow.
He had everything he wanted. It just fell out.
Wow.
Boy, that was a good game.
That was...
Boy.
Yeah, Hayes got to the bucket, just couldn't convert, just a little bit off the mark.
That was a well-played game by both teams.
Great game there.
Well, they're going to put 10 minutes on the clock, and we'll come back with the next game. It's a girls' game.
Avenger Wildcats and the Putnam County Midgets Junior Varsity Team. Should be a good one.
We'll join you back in 10 minutes. All right. We're back. Just about ready to start the girls' consolation game between the Avenger Wildcats and the Putnam County Midgets Junior Varsity Team. They're announcing the starters, and as soon as we get them, Logan will tell you who they are.
Well,
Logan has said we will not tell you who the starters are. Hopefully we'll get them to you as the game progresses. Anyway, we're expecting a pretty good game.
Consolation matchup between the teams should be a good one.
All right, it looks like he has Novinger starters. Katie Moore, Sydney White, Kelsey Potter, Caitlin Brunner, and Trisha Potter for Novinger. For Putnam County, we have one. It's Lacey Klingensmith. Here we go. In fact, it's Klingensmith versus Bronner, and Klingensmith wins the jump. So Putnam County has the ball first. It's Schultz, and Klingensmith gets the rebound and misses, and it's rebounded by Bronner. Bronner
passes off to Moore for Novinger.
County's numbers are all kinds of crazy. Home and away jerseys are very different.
Oh, we're going to have problems here. The Potter sisters will have to identify. Kelsey Potter has the ball. Now she gives it off to Moore for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded or attempted rebounded by Klingensmith. And it would have been out of bounds off Klingensmith, but instead, Trisha Potter stepped out of bounds and let it hit her out of bounds. So it's going to go back to Putnam County.
Interesting play right there. I think I've got all five of them.
Okay. Now the starters with 1 minute into the game.
My bet.
For Putnam County is Lacey Klingensmith, Maddie Newman, Kylie Shearer, Brandy Schultz, and Caitlin Butler.
Turn over there by Putnam. I'm just coming the other way. Putnam just came out in a press here to begin with.
Yeah, they're taking some notes from Hannibal's JV boys team.
Yeah, not as intense a press as Hannibal had.
Moore off to Kelsey Potter. Back to Moore, and she loses it. It's picked up. We're headed the other way with Newman. Newman lost it out of bounds. It was tipped at by somebody on Novinger's team.
Bronner. Good defense there by Bronner.
Klingensmith inbound for Putnam County. She tosses into Schultz, who buries a three.
Shot there by Schultz.
All right, it's Moore's ball for Novinger. She takes it right down the heart of the court. Now gives it right wing for White. White now passes off to Kelsey Potter. And the ball is loose. Sliding in to cover it was Kaylee Schurer of Putnam County, but she traveled on the slide, so that's going to go back to Novinger. Moore inbounds to White. White to the right side. Now back to Moore. Now left wing for Potter. Potter's shot is no good. Rebounded by Brunner. Brunner up, and she's fouled. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Somehow this game just doesn't seem to have the intensity that the boys game has.
No. Boys game started off very quick pace, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. Brunner set to shoot a pair. The first one's good.
Nothing but nylon.
3-1. Putnam County lead, 6:13 left. First quarter action. Second shot up and good.
Nice looking shot from Bronner.
It's Schultz down the right side. She gives it left wing to Newman. Newman back to Schultz. Now Schultz dribbles in, gives it back to Newman on the left wing. No shot is completely over everything. And on the other side, I believe it's rebounded there by Butler. And Butler had to held it out there a little too long, and I think it was Potter got her hands on it for Novinger. Jump ball, and it's going to go to Novinger. Moore into Potter. That's Kelsey Potter. Back now to Moore. Moore up to Kelsey Potter again. Back to Moore. Back to Kelsey Potter. Back to Moore. Now she dribbles in and launches just inside the arc. It's no good. Rebounded there by Trisha Potter. And it's her putback was good, and she was fouled.
Nice offensive rebound there by Trisha Potter. Sticking with it.
Potter has the size advantage to get a lot of rebounds. Her free throw falls, too. Boy, I thought that was going to end up going way out, but it somehow went down. Ball up ahead to Klingensmith for Putnam County. Now she gives off to Scherer, who misses a three. Long rebound by Schultz. She dribbles in and misses a shot, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
Looks like she just tripped up a little bit there.
Schultz's two free throws on the way. First one up and good. 5-4. Novinger leads by one. 5:23 left, first quarter. No, she hits the second one. It's 5-all. Ball Ball is worked into Brunner on the other end. She passes to Potter. Now to Potter. Kelsey Potter. Shot is nothing but net.
Nice shot there by Kelsey Potter.
Now it's Schurer with the ball. She gives to Schultz now across to Clingan Smith. Thought about the three. Holds up. Back to Schurer for three. No, off the rim, off the backboard, and out of bounds. Or, excuse me, it was rebounded by Trisha Potter, and it was knocked out of bounds. No, it was a foul. They called the foul there on, who'd they get?
Butler.
Butler for Putnam County. That's her first foul. All right, Moore's bringing it up for Novinger along the right side. Now she's at the top. The key gives the right wing to White. Back to Moore. Now to Kelsey Potter. Back to Moore. Now to Kelsey Potter. Back to Moore. Now inside the arc, Moore shoots and misses. It seems like they run this a lot. Moore and Potter play pitch and catch, and then Moore will take a shot just inside the arc and miss it. On the other end, Butler misses a shot, rebounded by the rebounder of all rebounders, Trisha Potter. I'm going to say she's going to end the game with 15 rebounds. That's three. We're going to keep track. That's three rebounds.
That's three. I'm keeping track over here as we speak.
Ball quickly inbounded to Maddie Newman, who buries a three. Putnam County now has the lead. It's 8-7 with 4:05 left to play first quarter. Moore has the ball now up ahead to Kelsey Potter. And she's going to pass to Moore. Back to Potter.
Thanks.
Back to Moore. This time her foot's on the line on the three-point arc. She misses. Rebounded by Brunner. Put back. No good. Oh, Potter. She had her big old head on it. And knocked it out of bounds. It's going back to Putnam County. I thought for sure it was going to be rebound number four. I may have overshot with the estimate of 15.
Yeah. I think you might be a little off, but that's okay.
All right, it's Schultz for Putnam County. Gives it right wing to a new player, Harvey. Harvey gives to Clingan Smith just inside the arc. Clingan Smith's shot is no good. Knocked out of bounds by Harvey, I think. And it's going to go back to Novinger. Yeah, Putnam County has a new player that we don't have a name for. We're going to call her 55. All right, here it is. Moore has the ball just inside the arc, and it's poked away and stolen by Butler. Butler down the right side, loses it, picks it up, throws through the hands of Newman out of bounds. It's going back to Novinger. They were out of control on that fast break.
Good idea right there. Just pass caught him a little off guard.
Ball inbounded into Potter. Back to Moore. Timeout, Novinger. So with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter, it's 8-7 in favor of Putnam County. We have a lot of fast-paced action here, don't we, Logan?
Yeah, been up and down the court quick-like.
The official ruling is 55's name is Elizabeth Jellison. Jellison. Well, it's nice to have a name for all the players.
I think we've got things on lockdown now.
I hope so, until we get a new numbered player with no name. Here we go. Moore across the timeline. Now left wing for White. Back to Moore. Foot on the line. Boy, she takes one of those shots, and she hasn't hit one yet.
Top of the key. Nice steal there by Bronner.
Brunner gives to White just inside the arc. Yes!
Nice shot there by White.
Well, somebody can hit those shots for Novinger. Now Schultz up ahead to Newman. Back to Schultz. Stolen by Kelsey Potter. She puts the foot on the pedal and can't get away for the layup. She's going to pull it back. And White was throwing to either Brunner or Moore. They were both standing right next to each other.
One of them wanted it.
And both of them stepped aside to give the other one a chance, and it went out of bounds. Ball.
I want the ball.
Ball now to Putnam County. Left wing for Newman. Newman dribbles in, gives to Schultz. Wide open for three. Lefty. No good. Rebounded there by Jellison. She gives to Newman, and Newman lays it in. Bronner has it, now gives to Moore with 2:05 left first quarter. It's 10-9 in favor of Putnam County. Moore, crossover dribble, now gives to White on the right side, just inside the arc. Air ball. Rebounded by Potter. Check another one down.
And she converts.
Put back is good as well. 11-10 Novinger. 1:45 left first quarter. Ball is worked on to Jellison. Now out to Newman. Newman dribbles in, gives to Schultz. Top the key now, right wing for Harvey.
Harvey.
Harvey's shot falls. It's 12-11 Putnam County. 1.5 left to play first quarter.
Another back and forth game here.
Just not with the pace that the first game was. White gives it down to the baseline to Potter. Now back out to Moore. Moore dribbles around. Free throw line shot. No good.
Next rebound.
Picked up by Bronner and in. And Bronner laid the wood to Maddie Newman of Putnam County. She's hurting. She's up. She's shaking it off. Knee or ankle, it looks like. She's kind of hobbling towards the bench. She's going to come out, and they put in somebody. I didn't see who it was. Oh, it's 23.
Sure.
Scherer comes back into the game. Scherer has the ball on the right wing. She wanted the three, decided not to take it, gives it to Jellison. No, that's not Jellison. That is
Harvey.
Harvey.
She's nailed a couple right here in a row. Gives, to catch fire.
Gives Putnam County the lead again. It's 14-13, and Moore makes a bad pass to White. It's tipped out of bounds, so it's going to go back to Putnam County. Ball inbounded in now to Schultz. Schultz gives to Harvey. Back to Schultz. She's looking inside. Dribbles in towards the lane. The defense is converging. She gives it out to Scherer, who misses a shot. Rebounded there by Moore with 35 seconds left first quarter. The ball is given to White. Now to Bronner in the corner inside to Potter. Potter back out to White, who has it go through her hands. It's poked away and nearly out of bounds by Sure. Now they work it down to Potter. Potter's shot is good, and the foul.
Kelsey Potter.
That was lucky of Novinger to regain that after Sure nearly tipped it away and got the steal.
Yeah. Way to stick with it by Potter.
We're 19 seconds now, and Novinger has a 15-14 lead with an upcoming Kelsey Potter free throw. Shot is up off the front iron about four times and then bounces in. 16-14. Putnam County has a chance to tie here right before the end of the first quarter. They're going to get a foul on White. That's only the second team foul on Novinger. Putnam County has four. And out of the two from Novinger, both have gone to White. All right. 10 seconds remain. Scherer has it. She gives to Schultz. Schultz dribbles with five, a floater. She hit it!
Nice shot.
Boy, I didn't think that had any chance of going. And we see White's arm, or lack thereof, on the three quarters of the court heave at the end of the quarter. It falls way short. At the end of the first quarter, it's 16 all. Well, despite the lack of explosiveness of the first game, this game is still a good game.
Yeah, we're tied after one. Putnam's kind of falling in love with the three-point shot, though. They've been taking quite a few threes, not really converting. Probably need to try a little bit of inside out, maybe. Go down low.
Well, Novinger, they love to shoot that shot that's just about
top of the key.
Just about a foot inside the arc every time.
They really haven't been converting a whole lot either.
No. How many rebounds does Potter have?
Four.
She's on pace for my 15.
She is on pace. 15. I'd be pretty impressed if you get that one right.
She's going to get 15 exactly, and I'm just going to look amazing. All right, Putnam County. Novinger Schultz just get out of the court. Putnam County inbounded it. Schultz gives the left wing to Scherer. Now inside to Harvey. And
jump ball.
Wow. No, it looked like they could have called the foul. It's going to jump ball in favor of Novinger, so it's going back to them. Inbound and into Potter. Back to Moore. Moore up ahead to White just inside the arc. Back to Moore. Now she's going to launch a three. No good. Rebounded. She gets her own rebound. She saves it. She saves it in the corner.
Oh,
now it's to Potter. Potter's fouled.
He got a foul.
It's a shame Potter didn't miss and get a rebound on that play. She was fouled, and she'll go to the line. Who got the foul there? Sure. That's her second. Team fifth. Shot up and way strong. Second shot's good. Her free throws aren't real pretty, but sometimes they work. Schultz across the timeline, right wing for sure. She's going to launch a three. Oh, wow. That was a bad-looking shot. Out to Schur, just inside the arc this time. Nothing but net, but it didn't go through the hoop. And
the ball
went out of bounds. Schur took two terrible-looking shots.
Putnam's falling in love with that three-pointer.
Moore is way. She's so out of control, but she finally gets it off and avoids a turnover. I mean, she looked terrible coming down the court. Now her pass is poked away. Up ahead to Schultz. All the way. Coast to coast. Layup is good. Putnam County back in front, 18-17 with 6:55 left to play second quarter. Moore has the ball at the top of the key. Right wing for White. Back to Moore. Now inside to Brunner. Quick pass over to White just inside the arc. Air ball.
Nothing.
I believe they're going to get Butler with a reach-in foul on the attempted rebound there. The correct term the ref said was push.
Push. I'm kind of starting to get a few fouls accumulated here.
Yeah, that's six. Next time we'll send Dominger to the line. Ball inbounded by Moore. Straight into Potter. Yes.
Nice inbound pass, a wide open pocket.
No rebound, though. Up ahead now, it's Schur into the corner for Jellison, and her shot's no good. Rebounded there by Clegan Smith. Out again, now picked up by Bronner.
Oh.
Moore brings it up for the Wildcats. Left wing for somebody new, Lindquist. Now to Bronner, who traveled. She tried to cover it up by dribbling, but it didn't work.
She almost got away with it, but ref was too quick there.
It's Schultz on the left side. Gives to Schur. Now to Newman, whose three is out. And rebound for Potter. She was all over it. She cleared that really well. Up ahead to Moore, who brings it across the timeline. Pass off to Bronner. Bronner working on the right side. Hook shot. No
nice
good.
Move in there by Bronner. Just couldn't convert.
The rebound was taken away by Clinton Smith, but she was fouled by who'd they get on that, Bronner?
Yeah, I believe so.
Her first. Schultz across the timeline. Goes right to Schurer, into the corner for Klingon Smith. Now entered inside to Schultz, back out to Schurer. Thought about the three, gives to Klingon Smith in the corner again. Skip pass across to Newman. Newman traveled before she passed it. And that's another turnover going back to Novinger. 5:20 left. Second quarter action. 19-18. Novinger has the lead. Moore across the timeline. Stops, pops with the foot on the line. No good. Rebounded by Schultz. She dribbled it off her foot, picks it back up, gives to Clingon Smith. Clingon Smith, right side under the right baseline for Newman. Holy cow, Newman, it looked like she was fouled, trying to throw a bullet pass. Her arm was cocked back. It reminded me of a play in the Super Bowl where Brady's arm was pulled. And it's a turnover. I was too busy thinking to see who got the ball, but Novinger comes away with it. And now it's tipped out of bounds by Putnam County. It will stay with Novinger. That looked a lot like that Tom Brady play in the Super Bowl where his arm was pulled when he was trying to throw it.
But no foul.
No foul. And there was no foul in the Super Bowl, so I guess it's fitting. Lindquist enters the ball to the left elbow for Brunner. Now right wing three for Moore.
Oh,
she finally hit one. How many of those shots has she taken?
Well, she was on the wing this time. Maybe she should stay over there. Nice shot, though.
Ball given down to Jellison. Now entered into Klingensmith. Those shots blocked by Bronner. Picked up by Moore. Now gives it up to Bronner on the right side. Bronner is going to take it all the way. She throws up an odd-looking shot, and she's hurt her right ankle.
And she's okay.
As Coach Jennings says, walk it off. And now he asks, are you okay? First response, walk it off. She's going to walk up to the free throw line. First one hits front iron and then bounces home. 23-18, they've opened up a little lead here, now up by five. Second shot's good as well. 24-18, 4:17 left, second quarter. Ball given in to Schultz up the left side now to Schurer across to somebody new. Starrett. Starrett has it taken away by Moore. Moore gives to Lindquist, and we're headed the other way. Lindquist back to Moore at the top of the key. Moore back to Lindquist. Lindquist off to Potter. Potter shot good, just inside the arc. Looked kind of like a shot put throw, but it went home. Schultz has it now for Putnam County. Gives right wing to Schurer. Skip pass into the left corner for Jellison. Her shot's no good. Rebounded there by Bronner. Boy, Potter's letting me down this quarter. She only has one rebound. Moore up the left side for Novinger. Now dribbles towards the top of the key. Pulls up about 2 feet inside the arc and hits the shot. She's going to be launching those all day. 3:20 left, second quarter. Novinger's opened up a 10-point lead. It's 28-18. Schultz gives off to Klingensmith on the right elbow, now off to Schurer. Schurer dribbles into the right block, and she is absolutely stuffed by Bronner.
Good timing there by Bronner.
That's a couple blocks for her now. Moore top the key right wing now for Lindquist. Back to Moore. Moore dribbles into the elbow, goes left wing for Lindquist. Inside to Bronner, and Bronner is fouled by Schultz, I believe. That's Schultz. That's the 17th foul on Putnam County. He'll send Bronner to the line for a 1-1. Schultz first. This is exactly what Putnam County did not need.
No.
She hit it. 29-18, and we could be on our way to a blowout.
It could happen.
She missed the second one. Potter was close to getting that rebound. Did you see it?
Well, instead, she gets called for over the back and a foul. Now she gets to go sit on the bench.
It's tough to get rebounds from the bench. Ball inbounded into Schultz. Schultz left wing to Starrett. Starrett has it. Now gives back to Schultz. Schultz into the corner for Jellison. Back to Starrett. It was a good pass to Klingensmith, who missed the shot, rebounded by Lindquist. Now to Moore on the right side. Moore is going to dribble in, stop just inside the free throw line. That's too close for her. Rebounded by Klingensmith. Now gives the left wing deep for Schultz.
That's a foul you need to avoid.
Shot was no good. And on the rebound, they're going to get who they get on that. Schurer. Yeah, it's her third. Third foul, 19th foul. Schurer's going to come out instead. And now they're going to bring in Newman. 2:14 left, second quarter, 29-18. Make that 30-18 in favor of Novinger. Second shot good by Potter, Kelsey Potter, 31-18, 2:10 left to play second quarter. Right wing to...
Oh, nice pass.
That was a good pass inside to Starrett, who missed the two-foot shot. And
nice
it's rebounded by Potter, but it was Kelsey Potter. Moore feeds it inside to Bronner. It looks like she traveled. She gives a right wing now off to...
Tallman who made the shot. Tallman's a new entry. 1:40 left, second quarter. It's 33-18. Novinger lead. Ball is given off to Newman, left side. Deep three, no good. Rebounded there by Potter again. Do I get the Potter sisters combined rebound?
No.
I think when I said that, I meant Potter sisters. Not.
I don't think so.
Bowers has the ball on the right wing. Now gives off to Tallman. Tallman back to Moore. Now Lundquist inside to Brunner. Kicked out for a shot. I can't tell who it is, but she missed. So it's Kelsey Potter. The ball is up ahead now to
nice shot.
Harvey. Yeah,
Harvey.
That was Harvey's layup. Was good. 33-20. Novinger's up by 13 with under a minute to play now. Left wing for Lindquist. Back out to Moore. Deep three. Oh, in and out. Rebound is pulled down by Brunner. She was fouled. They didn't call it. She made the basket anyway. 35-20. 40 seconds left, second quarter.
Putnam's having a tough time with Brunner down low. She's done a good job getting some offensive rebounds.
Newman gives to Schultz. Schultz back to Newman. Newman drives towards the lane. Now gives it off to Harvey. Harvey guarded closely by Potter. She took one dribble, throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound is spot four and pulled down by Tallman with 20 seconds left. Tallman gives to Moore, and I imagine Jennings will say, hold for the last shot. Across the timeline, Moore gives a right wing for Tallman. Back to Moore. Now to Lindquist with under 10. She gives to Brunner. Brunner out to Tallman. Back to Moore with six. Moore puts on the floor. Right elbow shot no good. Rebound is spot four and collected by Butler, and that's going to end the first half. So we go into halftime with Novinger leading 35-20. We'll see you on the other side of halftime. Well, we're about ready to start the second half, and Logan is full of stats for us.
Yeah, I guess. Putnam County Midgets were led by Brandy Schultz with 9 points. Brittany Harvey had six, and Maddie Newman had five. Novinger was led by Caitlin Bronner with 9, Trisha Potter with 8. Oh, hold on. Kelsey Potter also had 9. Excuse me. Katie Moore had 5. Sydney White and Sarah Tallman both had 2.
Yeah. It's impressive that you can keep stats with all you do here.
Yeah, it was hard enough trying to find out what numbers Putnam County was.
And
their home and road numbers vary a little bit.
And I think it's also important that we mention that Trisha Potter, has 5 rebounds. So in order to meet
was 15. I don't know.
To meet my 15, she's got to get 10 this half. Putnam County will start with the ball. They feed it inside to Butler, who immediately gets the layup.
8 seconds in the second half, we already got.
But boy, if they score like that all game, it's going to be a blowout in favor of Putnam County. 35-22 now, Novinger leads, 7:40 left, third quarter. Brunner has it inside, she kicks it out to Moore for 3. Oh, she hits another one.
Nice shot by Moore.
38-22 now. Klingensmith has it, now out to Scherer, just inside the arc, she buries one. No misses this half.
And after a quick start.
It'd be impressive if we go this whole half and nobody misses a shot. Well, that's what we're going to shoot for now. Bronner.
I'll make a wager on that.
Bronner to Trisha Potter, who puts it in. Another one without a miss.
Nice ball movement there by Novinger.
40-24, Novinger lead, just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. The ball is kicked around to Scherer. Scherer back to Klingensmith. Now left wing for... Oh, man, that was Newman who missed. Maybe Novinger will go without missing. Moore to White. Back to Moore. Now she dribbles into the free throw line. Gets it inside to Kelsey Potter, who missed. So the miss free deal is gone to pot. Immediately, Bronner misses another shot. And Klingensmith goes down on the other end, misses a shot, but she's fouled.
Nobody stopped and picked her up.
Well, she got picked up eventually by White.
And that's her third foul.
Quick 2 minutes here.
Well, it hasn't been a full 2 minutes. 6:15 left in the third quarter.
A minute 45.
Okay, there's a difference. Second free throw by Cogan Smith rims out, so it's 40-25 now in favor of Novinger. Moore has it for the Wildcats. She dribbles a long time, now passes to White. White looks to Moore. Moore has it now atop the key, gives off to Brunner. Brunner passes to the right block for Kelsey Potter. Back to Brunner. Just inside the arc on the right baseline. Her shot goes down.
Nice looking shot there by Bronner.
Clinton Smith has enough for Putnam County. She gives it off to Newman for three. In and out. Board pulled down by Trisha Potter. Mark it up.
Only six.
She's going to get 15. The ball is poked away from Moore by a Putnam County defender, and it goes over the back court. After Sydney White had recovered it, so it'll be an over and back. It's going back to Putnam County. 5:22 left third quarter, 42-25, Novinger leads. Newman, bullet pass inside to Butler, but it's poked away out of bounds by Bronner. Ball's worked around to Scherer. Her shot is way off the mark.
Nice rebound,
and a rebound was pulled down and put back up by Butler. So it's 42-27 with 5 minutes left, third quarter. Moore, left wing to White inside to Bronner. Bronner shot up
nice
and...
Nice move, though, by Bronner.
Well, nice moves don't get you a point. She missed the shot.
Under.
Rebound by Klingensmith, and her pass is picked off by Bronner, who throws the ball back to Moore in disgust. I don't know why she's mad.
Thought she got fouled, maybe.
Pass to White is just inside the arc, and she puts up the shot and makes it. 44-27, 4.5 to go, third quarter. The ball's worked inside to Butler. Boy, Butler's having a big half. She hits another shot. Potter hasn't had but just one rebound this second half. I've been a bit upset. She could have had that last one. Couldn't get it. White again inside the arc. Same spot as before. She's hot for Novinger.
Novinger's been on fire this second half so far.
Sure to Schultz. Top the key. She dribbles towards the right side. It's picked off by White. She turns and throws it straight out of bounds.
Looks like she wanted to test it to Potter, and Potter just got out of the way.
I don't believe I've ever seen that. She turned and threw it the wrong way. Straight out of bounds. Newman gets it for Putnam County. She puts up the shot. It's no good. Board pulled down by Trisha Potter. Potter gives to Moore. What is that, seven?
Yeah.
Well, she's still got a long ways to go. Moore has it top the key, feeds it inside to Brunner. Just inside the arc, she works her way towards the basket from 4 feet out. She lays it in.
Move and the bucket. Converted on that one.
48-29, though. Putnam County's cut the lead to 9. 3.5 left to play in the third. Newman feeds it inside to Butler. Blocked by Bronner. Picked up by Kelsey Potter. And she gives back to Bronner.
She's got 3 or 4 blocks. Bronner does.
She had 2 one time. Consecutive possessions.
Yeah.
The ball is passed to White from her hot spot, but she couldn't corral it in time to get the shot off. She gives back to Moore. Moore's floater is no good. Board is picked up there by Newman. Newman goes down to the other end and throws one out of bounds. It's going back to Novinger. And we get a timeout by Putnam County. So with 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in the third quarter, it's 48-29. Novinger leads.
Novinger's done a good job trying to extend the lead a little bit here. Putnam's not been able to stop him down low, outside, anything really.
Yeah, but for Putnam's poor shooting, they've really hung pretty well. They were down 15 at the start of the half. They're only down 9 now.
19.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so.
19.
They're doing as good as I once thought they were. things are worse for Putnam County than I originally estimated. I thought they were hanging pretty well for not hitting too many shots. Novinger's ball, Bonner took it down the left side and lost it out of bounds. Did she dribble it off her knee or something?
I think so.
It's going back to Putnam County. Scherer has it, gives to Klingon Smith on the left elbow, back to Newman. Newman inside to Butler. Butler's shot blocked by Bonner. That's a rebound for Potter.
It is. You are correct. The shot was up.
Potter gets the rebound. Gives to Moore now, right wing to Kelsey Potter. Feed it inside to your sister. She gives to Trisha Potter, now to Bronner. Bronner, hook shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound pulled down by Klingon Smith. They're going to go with the travel, but I thought she had the dribble going.
Good effort anyway, trying to get the dribble down while she was falling.
It'll stay with Novinger now. Inbound straight into Trisha Potter, up and in.
Nice pass right into Potter.
2 minutes left, third quarter. It's 50-29. The ball is poked away by Kelsey Potter on the cross-court pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Putnam County. Cross-court pass again to Scherer from the right elbow. No good. Oh, Potter was there for the rebound, but Bronner stole it from her. Moore has it on the right side. She gives to White. Now to Bronner at the left elbow. Back to White. Up to Kelsey Potter, who drops it, picks it back up. Now to Moore on the right wing. Moore dribbles around, got her close by Scherer, gives the left wing to White, now inside to Bronner. Bronner off the left block, she traveled.
With the travel.
Boy, Potter's going to have a heck of a fourth quarter to get me the 15 rebounds. Klingon Smith inside to Schultz on the right side. She brings it up the court, now back to Klingon Smith, right wing for... Start missed. And on the rebound, what did they call it? Jump ball? Who had her hands on it?
What?
Wasn't it?
Jump ball.
Did Potter get her hands on it?
But it wasn't a rebound, it was a jump ball.
I'd be tempted to give her the rebound on that one. Bronner, let's get an official ruling or something. Bronner gives to Moore. Moore to Kelsey Potter, now inside to Bronner. And she's going to be fouled there by Schultz.
It's only the second foul this entire quarter. It's really not been much of a physical game.
That one was on Putnam County. The other was on Novinger.
Oh, nice pass.
Straight into Potter. Did I get to combine Potter's points with the rebounds?
She has been scoring a lot.
She has a ton this half. Klingon Smith, quick pass over to Start. Start loses it. Picked up by Schultz. Poked away by Moore. Picked up again by Schultz. Maybe a travel there by
Putnam County.
Harvey.
Over the place.
And Harvey threw it way out of bounds. Not an impressive possession there for the Midget.
Just kind of standing there watching him. Putnam's throwing the ball everywhere.
That's a possession to forget. Moore feeds it inside to Bronner with about 35 seconds left. Quick pass over to Kelsey Potter, who lays it in. It's 54-29.
Nice shot there by Potter.
I think the official term now is blowout. Picked up by Potter on the Schultz loose ball. And then after Potter collected the loose ball, she was fouled there by Start. That's her second foul. Inbounded into Bronner, and Putnam County kind of has a weak full-court press. Ball's passed ahead to White. Now inside to Trisha Potter. She's fouled. I think they're going to get Klingon Smith. Yeah. Third team foul now on Putnam County. That's a second on Klingon Smith. Sends Potter to the line with 11 seconds left, leading 54-29. Oh, my, that's not pretty. She missed it.
A little strong.
I'd say she'll hit this next one. She seems to be about a 50% shooter. She must hit two next time. Ball's passed way up ahead to, who was that? Starrett. And she was fouled on the attempted layup. They're going to get Lindquist with the foul. Her first, team second this half. 6.7 seconds left, third quarter. Start has two free throws. First one is no good. Boy, you got to hit those if you expect to come back here.
Yep.
You're down 25.
Good math.
Thank you. I feel bad. I feel maybe like I've redeemed myself from earlier miscalculation. Second one's no good. Rebounded, though, by Jellison. And
another block by Bronner. We should have kept track of blocks.
I'm pretty sure that's fifth. I'd say count her for five blocks.
I would say at least six.
Oh, I don't think so. Start on the inbound. She gets it to Schultz. She hits start in the hands, and she loses it. And that's the end of the third quarter. Very unimpressive performance for Putnam County that quarter. It's 29-54 in favor of Novinger heading into the fourth. I would say if Putnam County is able to overcome this deficit, it would just be a miracle.
Pretty impressive. They come back from 25 down.
How many rebounds does Potter have going into the fourth quarter?
She has 8. Not quite 15. I don't think she's here.
So she has to get 7.
Yeah.
In this quarter, she has to have 7. She's going to go on a rebounding spree and just really pull them down.
Like,
probably like 5 in a row. She had 4 at the end of the first quarter.
Such a big lead, though. I don't see her playing a whole lot here.
Well, crap, she's not even in there now.
Like I said.
Ball's inbounded to Butler. Her shot is
knocked away off her.
I really thought it was off of Novinger out of bounds. It's going to stay with, it's going to go to Novinger. I thought it should have been Putnam County ball. Inbounded into Bronner. She gives it back off to Moore. Moore dribbles across the timeline. Now does a do-si-do out there. Gets the left wing to Tallman, not a Lindquist. Lindquist inside the Bronner from the free throw line. She puts it on the floor down to the right corner for Moore. Moore back out right wing inside the Bronner. Bronner back out to Kelsey Potter. Shot's no good. The rebound was originally collected by Butler, but she lost it, and now Bronner has it on the left elbow. She kicks it out to Moore at the top of the key. Moore down into the right baseline for Potter inside to Bronner, who shot off the glass is good.
No answer for Bronner down low.
56-29, 7:10 left to play, fourth quarter. The ball is given inside low to Butler. Shot off the box, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey Potter. Are we sure we don't get to count Kelsey Potter's rebounds with Trisha's Potter's? I bet the combination they'd have 15.
Easily, but...
Moore has it top of the key. Right wing now for Tallman. Back out to Moore. 6:45 left, fourth quarter. Bronner inside. Shuffles the feet. It's going back to Putnam County. Scherer down the right side for the Midgets. Now left wing for Newman into the corner. Launched an ugly shot. Who was that? That was Starrett.
A little too much arc.
Rebound there by Lindquist. Now to Moore. Moore across the timeline on the right side. Dribbles down to the baseline. Takes it inside. Easy little pass off to Bronner. She misses the shot, but she was fouled.
And pretty sure it's safe to say that Novinger is running away with this one.
Yeah, I think it's a blowout now. That foul was on Scherer. Her fourth. 14th foul on Putnam County. Bronner's shot is up and good. 57-29.
Have to remember, though, that this is Putnam County's JV team.
That's true. Second shot good by Bronner. 58-29, 6:15 left, fourth quarter.
You have to give them a little credit. They did hang in there for most part of the.
Well, it was the third quarter. Third quarter, they started to fade away. The ball is on the floor, and both Tallman and Butler are tied up with it. It's a jump ball And it's going to Novinger. Seems like all the breaks this half has gone to Novinger, too.
It's going to Novinger.
Ball passed into Bronner. Bronner back to Moore. Moore down the left side, now back right to Tallman. Tallman wide open to the basket. She takes it in right block. She's fouled by Butler or Schultz. Schultz. 15 foul. It's going to be number three on Schultz. First shot by Tallman rims in and out. Second shot stays home. It's 59-29. And they've now opened up the 30-point lead. Into the corner. Now back out to Newman on the left wing. Oh,
day.
She missed the shot, and the board was pulled down by Tallman. They're staying with full court pressure on them now. And now they kind of back that off as Bronner has it. 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. Bronner down the left side. Passes to Tallman. Tallman loses it, but regathers it before it goes out of bounds. She gives to Lindquist, now to Moore. Moore inside to Bronner again, down the left side of the lane. She spins back in the middle, and once again she travels. She's done that a lot today.
Yeah, and she's not really kept a pivot foot and walked with the ball quite a few times.
5:05 in the fourth. Schultz has it on the left wing. Now right wing for Newman. Inside to Butler. Her shot off the glass is way off the mark. Rebounded by Kelsey Potter. I still think that the rebound should be for the Potter sisters. And she gives it to Moore. Moore has it now at the top of the key. Goes towards the right wing. Gets to Brunner. Back to Tallman. Tallman drives baseline and puts it up and in. That was an impressive little drive there by Tallman.
And they've done a good job cutting when they hit Bronner at the high post. She's made some good passes.
Into the corner for Harvey. Harvey gives back out to Schultz. Schultz's shot was it partially blocked? It looked ugly.
Like
up ahead to a wide open Lindquist. Off the block. She missed it. She missed a wide open shot. The rebound was pulled down now again by Novinger and finally controlled by Butler.
Wow, you got to convert on those.
Lindquist, there was nobody around her. She missed from 2 feet. On the other end, it's Schultz has a putback, 61-31, still down 30. 3:50 left, fourth quarter. Moore's trying to put the moves on Newman, and it works. Newman falls to the ground. Now inside to Kelsey Potter. Her shot is up and good from about 3 feet. 63-31, 3.5 to play.
Allen Iverson crossover there.
Quick three by Newman is good.
Nice looking shot there by Newman.
63-34, under 3.5 to play now. The ball is poked away. It's on the ground. Picked up by Moore, and I think they're going to get Newman with the reach. Both of them were on the ground scrapping for it. That's the second foul on Newman, and we have mass substitutions.
We only have 3 people on the floor for Putnam County.
Putnam County, they had some miscommunication. They're playing with 3. Now they're sending 2 more back in.
I don't think they want to play with just 3 players.
Yeah,
but
that's bad. Okay. The ball is inbounded into White. Now they give to Tallman inside to Bronner. Bronner has it poked away. She picks it back up to Tallman again, just outside the lane. 65-34, 3 minutes left to play. The ball is worked into Klingensmith on the right elbow. Not a sure, just inside the arc, air ball. The ball is on the ground, and so is 3 players. It's going to be a jump ball.
No, out of bounds.
Oh, Harvey had a hold of the ball out of bounds?
Yeah. Putnam County player was out of bounds.
So it'll go to Novinger. Inbounded into White. White blows by 3 defenders. She stops. Now gives to Tallman. Worked inside to Bronner. Bronner off the right block. Her shot is a little short. Rebounded there by Schultz. Schultz headed the other way. Loses control of it. Picks it back up. Now flips that to Klingensmith. Left wing for Scherer into the corner for Harvey. Her shot's no good. Bored by Trisha Potter, and we're going the other way.
That's only nine, though. You only got 2 minutes to get six.
Bronner has – we need to go down and pad some stats or something here. Timeout here by Novinger with 2:03 left to play fourth quarter at 65-34. It doesn't look like he's sending in a lot of subs. Why do you call timeout here? The game is in hand, and you're not sending in subs. What do you call timeout?
Talk things over. Good learning experience right here, maybe. They've got a big lead. Maybe you can work on a few things. I have no idea.
I would not call a timeout. Let the clock run. That's what you're trying to do. You're up by 31 points. What are you calling timeout for? They immediately throw it into White. White gives it back to Moore. It's still starters in there. Into Trisha Potter, and she misses the shot. Oh, but she fights for the rebound, but it's controlled by Jellison. Up ahead to Klingensmith. The basket is good. White inside to Moore now. Moore guarded closely by Scherer. Dribbles around the outside of the arc. Now gives to Tallman. Works inside to Potter. Potter's shot is partially blocked. Rebound puts it back in. That's padding the stats.
Number 10.
10 rebounds for Potter. But
definitely has a double-double today.
A minute 20. They work the ball towards Jellison, and she is fouled by Potter. 1:20 left to play, fourth quarter. It's 67-38. And that's the second foul there on Potter. Shot up by Jellison is good. 67-39. Novinger's having trouble getting it in. Finally, they throw into White. White dribbles it off her leg. Now gets it to Potter. Back to White. 1:10 left to play. Moore has it between the circles. Puts it on the floor. Takes it into the lane. Throws up a floater and it goes home.
That's shot there by Moore.
Ball entered into Schultz. Schultz down the right side in no hurry. Left wing over to Scherer. Now inside to Klingensmith on the left elbow. Gets it into the corner for Newman. Back out to Scherer for three. Oh, halfway home and out. Rebound pulled down by White with 38 seconds left. Moore is storming down the court. I don't know why she's in such a hurry. Right wing now for Lindquist, and they slow the pace. Left wing to White. Worked inside to Trisha Potter. Potter back out to White. 25 seconds. Shot's blocked by Klingensmith. Klingensmith picks up the ball and she throws it straight out of bounds. It's headed back to Novinger with 15 seconds and running. We're down to 12 seconds. Novinger will just inbound and that'll be the game. 7 seconds. Thrown into Moore. Moore puts it on the floor and she's in a hurry. What in the heck is she doing? They give it out to White for three. She misses the three-pointer right before the buzzer, and that is just what you call poor sportsmanship. Watching it, you got a 30-point lead, and you're trying to hit a three-pointer at the end of the game.
Don't really need the three, but oh well.
Well, that's the end of that one. 69-39, Novinger took consolation home. Up next, we have the boys' consolation game, and it is going to be held between Macon County and Novinger. So they set 10 minutes on the clock between games here. We'll join you for the start of the next game. We're about ready to start the boys' consolation game between the Macon County Raiders and the Novinger Wildcats. Logan will get you the starting lineups shortly. Okay. I think he's ready.
All right, starting for Macon, we have number 10, Joel Atha, number 21, Andy Thompson, number 22, Josh Bailey, number 23, Josh Lusher, and number 33, James Rowe. For Novinger, we have number 11, Caleb Dodson, number 21, Eric Lumen, number 23, Dakota Jacques, number 34, Wes Tosh, and number 55, Corey Smith.
We have an early controversy over armbands. Your armband has to be all one color. Did you know that?
Interesting. I did not know that. The rules have changed since we played.
All right. It's going to be Bailey, who has great leaping ability. I saw him dunk the ball earlier in this tournament, jumping off against Wes Tosh. We're ready. The official's ready. It's in the air. Tossed straight to Atha.
Atha won by Bailey.
Atha tries to get inside to Bailey. And my goodness, I forgot how fast the boys' game is compared to the girls' game. Rowe inbounds to Atha. Atha tries to get it inside to Lusher. Lusher puts it on the floor, now picks up his dribble, finds Bailey. Bailey on the right side, dribbles in, travels. Jump ball, they call. Headed Novinger way. Dobson inside to Thompson. Wait a second. Lumen. Lumen has it on the right wing. Dribbles inside, now back out to Dobson. He's going to launch a three. Yes! Boom! 3-0 early Novinger. This may be a good game. We kind of suspect it will be, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully better than the girls' game anyway. Lusher has it left wing for Macon County. Dribbles top the key, gives to Rowe. Rowe, what was
what?
That? Was,
like
was it an oop or was it a just kind of a heave? Or?
I think you wanted to go up to Bailey and threw it a little too close to the basket.
That was poor, but luckily for them, it goes out of bounds off of Novinger. And on the inbound pass, Thompson gets tied up with Thompson and Atha was headed back the other way. He thought it was Novinger ball. It will stay with Macon County. Rowe launches into Thompson, does a good job to catch it. Thompson tries to give it back to Rowe, and he throws it out of bounds. Macon County have a lot of early miscommunication here.
Yeah, they all need to get on the same page.
Lumen has it for Novinger. Throws to Dobson, back to Lumen. Looks inside, tosses into Tosh. Tosh travels.
One too many steps there.
Tosh is pretty tall. What do they have? They have him listed at 6'2". Atha has it in the right corner, now gives to Bailey. Bailey holds deep outside the arc on the left side. Dribbles out, now gives to Rowe, deep on the right wing. Now to Lusher, now a three for Atha. Oh, it's an air ball rebounded by Rowe. Quick putback!
Nice rebound there.
6.5 to play in the first quarter. It's 3-2 in favor of Novinger. Lumen now left wing for Dobson. Dobson puts on the floor, gives to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes back out to Dobson. Dobson now to Lumen. Lumen looks inside, now back to Dobson. Boy, there's a lot of outside game here. Gives to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes dribbles in off the left elbow. Shot no good. And Atha was reaching for the ball. They're going to get
Corey Smith.
Big Corey Smith on the foul. Smith and Thompson are pretty comparable in size.
Yeah.
Is it a 1-2-2 zone? It looks like what they're running. 3-2 zone for Novinger on defense.
Yeah, it looks something like that.
Tosh gives to Lumen, now right side for Lumen, Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes was fouled on the floor by Rowe. First foul on Macon County. Novinger's had one. Ball is thrown in deep to Lumen. Lumen now to Jake Hughes in the corner for three. No good. The board is fought for and saved from going out of bounds by Tosh, but he saves it right to Thompson of Macon County, and we're headed the other way. Lusher carries the ball, and so we're going back Novinger's way.
Macon's had quite a few turnovers here early in the game.
Dobson. Then there's been a correction. The last foul was not on Rowe. It was on Lusher. Lumen has it. Now gives to Dobson. Works it inside to the big fella, Corey Smith. Turnaround shot. Behind.
Pretty sure Tom's got a piece of that one.
It ended up behind the backboard. I don't know if it was blocked or if it was just an ugly shot. Yeah, it was blocked because it's going to stay with Novinder. JQ throws in, tipped by Bailey, and finally controlled by Lumen. He dribbles into the lane, shot no good. Off the head of Tosh, picked up by JQ. It'll stay with Novinder. JQ, nice pass to Lumen, but it's too hard. He couldn't handle it. It's going back to Macon County. Lumen picked that ball up and fired it right into the ref's stomach after that play. Inbounded into eighth, now to a new player on the court, Burstert for Macon County. Bailey has it in the right corner. He dribbles out to the right wing, now to eighth, and now to Burstert for three. Burstert for three.
Nice shot.
It works. 5-3, Macon County leads. 4:44 left first quarter. Lumen comes down, now gives it in the corner for Jake Hughes for three. Yes!
Talk about leapers. That Jake Hughes can get out too.
Bailey dribbles in off the right block, off the backboard, and good.
Nice looking movement by Bailey.
7-6, 4:20 left first quarter.
Only a sophomore. He's got a bright future.
Lumen dribbles down to the left baseline. That kicks it back out to Dobson. One of the three. Bailey quickly recovered.
Come on, get
so pass,
done, don't get.
Passes off to Lumen. Now out to Dobson again. His shot was no good. Rebounded there by Corey Smith, and on the putback, he was fouled.
That's offensive rebound there by Smith.
That foul goes against Zach Martin from Macon County. Straight into Lumen, now to Dobson. Dobson right wing for Jake Hughes. Oh, that was a quick shot off the front of the iron, no good. And on the rebound, who are they going to get with the foul there? Tosh.
Several over the backs here.
Yeah. You got to like the aggressiveness, though. Thompson out to Burstert, now to Atha for three. No good. Nice rebound by Martin, but he loses it to Lumen. Lumen flying down the court, right down the middle of the lane. Passes to Tosh off the glass. Good. That was fast.
Nice pass there by Lumen.
Now Bailey's going down the right side of the lane, and he carried it.
Trying to do a little too much right there. She just kicked it out and set up an offense.
Dobson has it for Novinger. Fakes the pass. Boy, that was a nice fake. Gives to Lumen. Lumen, now that Jake Hughes in the corner, he loves that corner spot. Back out to Lumen. Dobson for three. Yes!
Boy.
Man, he can launch the three, can he?
Second three he's hit here in this quarter.
11-7, Novinger leads. Under three to play in the first quarter. Atha finds Burstert. Back to Ethan, out of Bailey, top the key. Trying to put the moves on Dobson, who's a full foot and a half shorter. And it's kicked by Novinger. Martin will take it out from underneath Macon County's basket. He throws it up to Bailey. It was supposed to be an oop, I think. But Bailey wasn't ready for it. He recovered, and now it's stolen by Jacuse. Up ahead to Lumen, he loses it. Ball is fought for and out of bounds off of Jacuse. Headed back to Macon County. I think people are just trying to move a little faster than they should.
Yeah.
2:30 left, first quarter, 11-7, Novinger's up. Atha has it, feeds it into Thompson. Thompson, turnaround shot, yes! He had two guys on him on that play. Lumen up the right side into the corner for Jacuse. He loves that corner. Now back out to Lumen. Now left wing for Dobson. Ooh, he wanted another three. Goes back to Lumen. Lumen drives into the lane. Pulls up at the right elbow. His shot's no good.
Shot.
Rebound fought for and kicked out of bounds by Smith. It's headed back to Macon County.
Nice hustle there by Smith, though. Didn't give up on it.
Atha up the left side to Burstert. Now back top the key for Atha between the circles. Gives to Martin on the right wing. Looks inside, goes back to Burstert. Now left wing for Atha for three. Oh, it was. I thought it looked good, but it was short. Ball pulled down by Lumen. Lumen gives to Tosh. His shot is good, and the foul.
Nice shot there by Tosh. He ain't going to the free throw line.
I thought Lumen did a good job of looking off the defender and giving it off to Tosh right before he got to the basket.
Yeah, great pass.
Tosh's free throw is good. It's 14-9. Novinger leading with 1:40 left. First quarter action. Atha across the timeline. Gives to Martin. Martin now puts it on the floor. Gives to Thompson. Thompson into the corner for Atha. Atha puts it on the floor. Goes left baseline. Kicks it now back out to Bailey. Bailey dribbles in from 8 feet. His shot is a little strong. Rebounded there by Smith. Smith gives to Lumen. And we're going the other way. Lumen dribbles right side into the baseline, kicks it out to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes one of the three. Martin recovered, now gives to Dobson on the right wing to Lumen in the corner. No good, rimmed out, rebounded by Bailey. Bailey, it's a one-on-three. He's going to give it off to Burstert for three. No good.
Short.
Tipped out by Martin, and it's going to go all the way out of bounds. It's going back to Novinger with 53 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-9. 14-9. Novinger leads, and they have the ball. Will they hold for the last shot? Jake Hughes in the corner. He has it tipped out, but I think they're going to say Martin reached there. Really, not too many fouls this first quarter.
It's been pretty fast moving.
I guess that is the fourth on Macon County. Heck, and it's three on Martin. Three out of the four have been on Martin. He didn't even start. He's already been in, picked up three fouls. Ball's given to Jake Hughes in the left corner, now back out to Dobson. Dobson looks inside, goes back out to Lumen. Lumen for three. No good. Strong up the
rebound.
Now Dobson for three. No good. He faked the foul. Ball tipped, recovered now by Thompson. Thompson gives to Thompson the
nice shot there, but
that was Andy Thompson. His shot was good. There's 10 seconds left. Lumen has it for Novinger. Right wing into the corner for Jake Hughes with six. Jake Hughes dribbles in from 8 feet. He missed it. Rebound by Smith. Smith shot no good. Rebound by Andy Thompson, and that'll be the first quarter. Novinger leads it 14-11 going into the second quarter. Boy, this game is all I thought it'd be and more, really.
Yeah, Novinger's really came out and done a good job pushing the tempo, getting a lot of offensive rebounds, too, second chances.
Macon County at times appears to be a little out of control on the offensive end.
Yeah, they need to settle things down. They've got a couple good shots underneath. Andy Thompson's hit a couple nice shots. Maybe they need to throw it down into him a little bit more.
We'll see what happens here. Whose ball to start the second quarter? I think it's Novinger's ball.
Novinger ball.
Oh my! On a pass from Lumen to Jake Hughes, they knew it was coming. Rowe just jumps up and plucks it out of the air. It was a nice looking steal. On the other end, it's kicked out of bounds by Novinger. Thompson to take it, to throw in the four Macon County. He gives it off to Rowe, now to Atha in the right corner. Atha dribbles around between the circles, now goes back right to Rowe. Rowe looks inside, very closely by Tosh, gives it to Bailey. Bailey now double team, gives it Thompson top the key. He's going to set up for three. Bounces in.
Woo! The shooter's tight.
The big guy steps out behind the arc.
Andy Thompson.
He's hit several of the last shots. Tie ball game now. Ball stolen again by Rowe. Rowe is a magician on the defensive end. Thompson tries to give it back to Thompson. I don't know if they're brothers or not.
More miscommunication over here by Macon County.
And Ethan Thompson loses it out of bounds. It's going back to Novinger. Dobson on the right wing dribbles in. Now he just tries to give it to JQ in the corner, and he loses it out of bounds.
Passing has not been that great for either team here in the opening half.
Atha with the crossover. Now gives the right wing to Martin. Martin dribbles in and loses it. And it's on the floor. And what did they say happened here? Did Bailey get it and call the timeout? No, Novinger called the timeout. Did Novinger have control of it? I thought it looked like Macon County had it.
He gave him the timeout, so apparently Novinger players did have control.
Maybe Novinger took timeout and Macon County had possession.
I don't think so.
Yep, Novinger had possession. Boy, it didn't look like that to me. Thrown in from Lumen to Dobson. Now worked inside to Ruggles. His shot's no good, but he was fouled. Who'd they get the foul on? Bailey? That's a 15th foul on Macon County. Ruggles shot up and good. Second shot up and good. 14-16, Novinger leads with 6:40 left, second quarter action. Atha crosses the timeline, now gives to Martin on the right wing. Martin back to Atha on the left side, gets to Bailey outside the arc. Bailey guarded by Jake Hughes. Bailey now into the corner to Ethan Thompson, and it's knocked out of bounds by Novinger. Ball thrown in to Andy Thompson, now to Atha. Atha to Martin on the right wing. They really slowed the pace here.
Yeah. Taking the ball.
Atha has it on the left side. Now to Bailey, top the key, deep three. No good. Rebound put into the hands of Martin by Bailey. And it goes out of bounds off of Lumen. Martin straight into Thompson. Off the glass to good. That was a good play there by Thompson.
Thompson's looked good this first half.
Lumen passes to Dodson. Now inside to Ruggles. And he's fouled there by Ethan Thompson. Coming into the game, Lusher and Burstert. Ethan Thompson and Zach Martin take a seat. JQ dribbles left baseline, shot no good. Rebound pulled out of the hands of Ruggles by Andy Thompson, and he has looked strong here this half, this quarter, excuse me. Ball thrown into Lusher from Bailey. Back to Bailey. Drives right baseline. Loses it. Picked up by Lusher. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Burstert. He dribbles back to the top of the key. Gives off to Atha. Atha back to Burstert. He has the three. Decided not to take it. Now Lusher on the left side. Back out to Atha. Atha gives to Burstert. Now to Lusher. Lusher to Atha. Atha on the left side. Puts on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Gets it down to Bailey in the left corner. Back out to Atha now, right wing for Burstert. Down to Lusher in the right corner. Now to Thompson, turnaround shot. Yes!
Another score by Andy Thompson.
I wonder how many points he has. I'd say he's up over 10, and they have eight. They have 18 to 16. I'd say Thompson has at least 10 of them. Ruggles has, gives now to Jake Hughes in the right corner. I don't know what Jake Hughes did. He kind of threw up a dumb-looking pass, and it was picked off by Lusher.
Now to Atha, right wing for Bailey with 4:20 left second quarter. Atha now left wing for Burstert into the corner for Thompson. Thompson shot's blocked by Jake Hughes, picked up by Bailey. Putback's no good. He gets the rebound again, and he's fouled on the floor. That foul was on Ruggles. Shot thrown in the shot. Pass thrown into Thompson.
Bailey for three.
And that was Bailey. Yep. Bailey hits the three-pointer. It's 21-16 now with under four to play in the second quarter. Lumen holds between the circles, throws to Jake Hughes. What a catch on that pass. It was way out of bounds. And Jake Hughes brought it back. Lumen then took the shot, missed it. Rebounded by Bailey. Now to Thompson. Now passes off to Burstert. Burstert to Atha. Now into the left side for Bailey. Dribbles towards the lane. Now inside. Gives it off to Lusher just outside the right elbow. He puts the shot down. 23-16. Macon County up 3.5 to play. Second quarter. Lumen has it between the circles. He holds now. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles left. Now back right to the right. Elbow, shot no good, rebounded by Ruggles from 6 feet. His shot's no good, picked up now by Tosh. He loses it to Burstert. Burstert passes to Atha up the right side to Bailey. Bailey now puts on the floor, gets to Atha, now to Burstert on the left side. Burstert bounce pass back to Atha on the right side, now into the right corner for Lusher. Lusher back out to Atha. Atha has a poke away stolen by Jake Hughes, coast to coast. Layup good.
Nice to you there, bye.
23-18, Macon County's ahead. 2:40 left to play, second quarter. Atha has it on the right side. Now gives left to Burstert. Now to Bailey. About 4 feet outside the arc. Stands with the ball above his head. Gives it into the corner for somebody. Now back out to Atha. Atha to Lusher. Lusher looks to Thompson. Now passes back to Atha. Atha way outside the arc on the right side. In trouble. Now gives it to Bailey. Bailey, cross court over to Thompson for three. Oh, my. Rebounded by Burstert. Back to Thompson. Thompson's putback is no good, but he was fouled. He redeemed himself a little on that second shot, but the three was not close.
The defender kind of came running out at him and spent a little too much to the defender instead of the shot.
That foul was on Lumen. Thompson's free throw shooting doesn't look too hot either. He misses that one.
Short on that one.
23-18, Macon County leads 2:11 left second quarter. Second shot was short as somebody hollered from the stands, but it bounced up and in.
Shooter's touch.
24-18. 2:05 left to play second quarter. Lumen tosses into Ruggles to the free throw line. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded there by Tosh. His shot's no good, but he was fouled.
Robin's just done a really good job about getting second and third opportunities here.
That foul was on Atha. Tosh's shot is no good. Second shot is no good. Rebounded there by Macon County. It was Anderson that pulled it down. Atha across the timeline. Now under 2 minutes to play. Gets it to Bailey left wing. Bailey stands there. Now puts on the floor. Reach in foul on Jake Hughes. He acted like he didn't do it, but he did. First foul on Jake Hughes. Atha throws into Burstert, now up to Lusher. Lusher nearly loses it back out to Atha. Atha's going to launch a three. No good. Rebound collected by Anderson. Anderson to Bailey on the free throw line. Back out to Atha. Now Burstert for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Smith.
Nice board there by Smith.
Smith ahead to Lumen, who nearly loses it. Drives in, throws up a terrible-looking shot.
Anderson with the rebound now to Atha. Minute 12 to play. Lusher to Atha, top the key to Burstert, now to Bailey. Back out to Atha between the circles. He holds. Now puts on the floor. Dribbles left side into the corner. Thompson has it in the corner. Loses it. Now they're on the floor fighting for it.
Good ball. Let's stay here with Macon.
Macon County retained possession. They fan out, throws out to Burstert. Burstert now to Bailey for three. Yes!
Nice shot by Bailey.
27-18, Macon County's opened up a 9-point lead. 45 seconds left. Dodson to Lumen, back to Dodson, now left wing for Jacques. Jacques going to take the three. No good. Board. I think they're going to get Tosh with the push on Atha. That's the 16th foul on Novinger. Macon County has seven. Not much time left, though. 36.2 seconds. Atha ahead to Lusher. That gives to Burstert. Now over to Atha. Into the corner for Bailey. Another three. No. Rebound on the ground. It's picked up by Lumen. Lusher runs into him, but they don't call a foul. Lumen all the way to the other end.
Lumen out of control, but lucky Quinn Smith is going to clean up the mess.
He lost it, and Smith picked it up and put it in. Bailey has the ball at under 10 seconds now. 6 seconds. Still dribbling way outside the arc. Oh, and they're going to call. What are they calling? Burstert with
screen,
a push.
Like illegal screen.
Bailey was just dribbling everywhere. Now Lumen has it with 3 seconds, with two. Deep three. Oh,
oh
my goodness!
Oh.
Oh, my!
That was about 6 inches from hitting the roof. And it
he launched that about 8 feet outside the arc.
Wow.
And it was high. What an arch to that thing.
Obviously, definitely got some momentum going into the half here. Wow.
They go into the half. Only down four. It's 27-23. Pretty close game. We'll join you on the other side of halftime.
No, I got a perfect place for it.
Quick, give us a points rundown, Logan.
For Macon, Andy Thompson led the way with 12. Josh Bailey had 8. Wade Burstert had 3. Josh Lusher and James Rowe both had 2. For Novinger, they were led by Caleb Dodson with 6. Dakota Jack Hughes had 5. Wes Tosh also had 5. And some other guys. Lumen had 3. Corey Smith and Tell Ruggles both had 2.
All right. We're just starting the second half here. Novinger starts with it. Lumen threw it off out of bounds off of Smith's hands. But it was also tipped by Thompson. And immediately, Lumen comes around and scores a three-pointer, so they're only down by one. 27-26. Macon County has the lead and the ball now. Lusher has it on the left wing. Dribbles up between the circles, and that gives to Martin on the left side. Martin, skip pass off to the right block for Lusher. No good. He missed the layup. Turnaround shot by Thompson's no good. Pulled down by Smith. Boy, a golden opportunity blew there by Macon County.
Need to convert on those.
Dodson for three. Yes, he buried it.
The third three. He's got 9 points on three threes.
29-27. Novinger takes the lead with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Lesher on the left side. Now throws right to Atha. Atha has the three if he wants it. Now he passes to Martin. Martin tries to get inside to Thompson. It's tipped out of bounds by Lumen. It'll stay with Macon County. Ball thrown into Andy Thompson. Thompson, great pass into Bailey. Inside, about 4 feet outside in the middle of the lane. He puts it in. Tie ball game, 29-all, 6:40 left, third quarter. Right wing for Lumen, now back left to Dodson. Another three. Oh, my goodness!
I'm feeling it.
That was about 2 feet outside the arc.
Right in Bailey's face, too.
Bailey, oh, he saw
Thompson open, nearly made a great pass. It was just tipped, I think, by Tosh. It was out of bounds. It'll stay with Macon County.
They need a timeout.
But Macon County calls a timeout with 6:24 left in the third quarter. They're down 32-29. What do you see happening here from here on out?
Dodgers came out here and just lighting it up. They've hit three straight threes here, opened up a three-point lead over Macon County. Macon just needs to stick with them a little bit closer on defense, get a hand in their face. Good garlic bread, huh?
Martin inbounds. Well, he's having trouble. He finally finds Bailey. Bailey throws it to Lusher. Lesher's fouled, but he'll shoot a pair of free throws. Who got him on that one?
That's Smith. Yeah, of course, Smith. Yeah, great pass there by Bailey.
His second foul, first of this half. Lesher's shot is up and off the front of the iron, no good. He'll shoot a second. Second shot is good. 30-32. Nominger up by two with 6:15 left third quarter. Lumen threw it over to Dodson, and Martin slid in, got his paws on it, and it's a jump ball going Macon
That's
County.
Great D by Martin.
He has played some awesome defense. He had a couple of awesome steals early in the first half. One stellar play where he jumped up and plucked the ball out of the air on the way to Jake's, I remember. He gets a left wing now for eighth into the corner for Lusher. Back to Aether, not inside to Martin. Martin tosses to Thompson.
Short.
A long three was an ugly shot, but it's the rebound's picked up by Lusher and put back in. We're all square at 32 with 5:45 left to play in the third quarter. Deep three, no good.
Jock Hughes.
And I believe it was knocked out of bounds by Martin. It'll stay with Novinger. Ball thrown into Lumen. Lumen dribbles in from 12 feet, misses a shot. Rebounded by Macon County, it's Bailey. Bailey nearly loses it. Picks it up, gets it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble, now gets to 8th and out into the corner for Lusher. Lusher inside to Bailey, and they're going to get a foul on Dodson. Uh-oh.
Bailey's a little frustrated.
Now the ref's having some words with him. That's his first foul, second on Novinger. Road inbound. Road throws into Thompson. Now back out to Lusher, who almost loses it. Picks up, gives up to Bailey for three. In and out. Board by Corey Smith, and he's fouled. Bailey came charging in, trying to get the rebound, and he ran into him. I believe that's a second on Bailey.
Yep.
First this half on Macon County. 32 all, 5:09 left to play, third quarter. Lumen has it across the timeline, and he carries it.
Lumen's been a little out of control every once in a while here.
Yeah.
He needs to slow things down. They've been hitting the threes. Set some guys up for some three-point shots.
Bailey has it for Macon County on the left side. Now to eighth, and now right wing for Lusher. Lusher looking to give to Bailey, now to Thompson. Thompson tries to give it to Bailey, and it's knocked out of bounds by Lumen. Bailey and Lumen appear to be pretty equal, except, I mean, Bailey's a little taller, but
yeah.
But they seem to be the same type of player, kind of a little aggressive and out of control at times.
Yeah.
They even kind of look alike, except for Bailey's just taller. Aitha throws into Thompson. Thompson has by far the biggest player for Macon County, and he has Dodson guarding him, the smallest player for Novinger. He just kind of threw him off his shoulder. Aitha takes it inside, and that gives to Bailey, deep three. off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Jake Hughes. And he's fouled there by Rowe. Second team foul on Macon County. It's the second on Rowe as well. 4.5 to play third quarter. It's 32 all still. Lumen across the timeline. Gives to Dodson. Ooh. Now to Jake Hughes, who fell down pretty hard. Missed the shot. Up ahead to Bailey. He's going to go. No shot. He had the layup. No shot. It was on the floor.
I can't believe they called that on the floor.
Yeah, it looked like he was in the air when he was fouled.
Wow.
Bailey is upset because he made the shot.
Probably should have been an and one, but...
Rode inbound. He gives to Bailey. Bailey's up in the air. Missed the shot, but he's fouled this time. He'll shoot some free throws. 4:07 left to play in the third. It's 32 all.
You have to admit, Novinger's done a pretty good job of frustrating the Macon County team.
That foul was on Corey Smith. It's his third. Bailey's shot's good. It gives Macon County the lead. Smith comes out. Rebels goes in. Bailey's second shot is good as well. 34-32, 4:05 left, third quarter. Ruggles throws into Dodson. Dodson into Jakey, is into the lane. He loses it. Picked up by...
Yeah, probably lucky they didn't call a foul on Jake Hughes right there. Just kind of starting kicking at the ball.
He kicked the ball, and it's going to stay with Macon County. Jake Hughes' jersey's untucked. They usually don't like that.
Yeah, they usually frown upon that.
No words were said to him, though. Bailey inside. Nice pass into Rowe, but he couldn't handle it. He loses it out of bounds. That was a good pass.
Bailey showed he can dish the ball pretty well here.
Dodson carries the ball. They don't call it. And they're going to get a reach-in foul on Rowe. He came across that timeline. He had it. His palm was definitely under it on his little spin move that he had.
Whoa.
They throw a deep ball to Jake Hughes. He taps it to himself, picks it up, fouled by Rowe. They don't call it. Now passes off to Dodson. He's double teamed. Around the back pass to Jake Hughes into the corner for three. No good. Rebounded. It's knocked around, picked up by Ruggles. His shot is good.
Ruggles having to be in the right spot at the right time.
He picked up the ball and laid it in from 8 feet out. He ties the game at 34 with 3.5 left in the third. Lesher down the right side. He throws into Thompson. Thompson's triple teamed. And it's knocked out of bounds by Lumen. It'll stay with Macon County. You know, if there's three people on you, somebody has to be open.
Someone's got to be open.
Road inbound. He throws it into Thompson. Thompson fouled by Lumen.
Game's getting a little bit physical right now.
34 all. Thompson has a chance to break that tie. Two free throws with 3:20 left in the third. First one up and no good. I forgot. He's not the strongest free throw shooter. Second shot is good. 35-34, 3:20 left, third quarter.
Timeout.
And we have a timeout called by Novinger.
Yeah.
So with 3:18 left in the third, Novinger calls a timeout. They're trailing 35-34. Boy, this game's still tight. I thought maybe one team might try and pull away here, but they're neck and neck still.
Macon was the 4 seed, Novinger the 7 seed. Novinger doing a good job staying with them.
It still seems to me like Macon County is a little out of control sometimes on offense.
Yeah. Some of their passes haven't been right on the money, and ball handling's been a little erratic, too.
Dodson, they're going to get him with the travel. It's the same type of deal he had earlier. And finally they call it on him, and he is not happy.
Novinger just trying to go a little too fast right now.
Atha crossover gives to Bailey at the free throw line. Now inside to Andy Thompson. Thompson on the right block. Triple team shot is blocked, but he was fouled by Ruggles.
Just too powerful.
He'll go to the line again for two. That is the 16th foul on Novinger. It's the second on Ruggles. 3:07 left in the third. 35-34. Thompson shooting a pair. First one up, nothing but net. Boy, I've been kind of pounding it on his free throw shooting, but that one was perfect. As is the second one. He has found the stroke from the free throw line. 37-34, 3:05 left to play. Pass to Dodson. Oh, that three is way off. Rebounded there by Thompson. Thompson gives to Atha. Back to Thompson across the timeline. Now to Ethan Thompson, back out to Atha. Atha on the right wing. Now to Ethan Thompson inside to Martin, back out to Atha. Entry pass to Thompson is knocked away and picked up by Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes has the ball across the timeline at 2:30 left third quarter. He's double teamed. Now gives to Dodson for three. Ooh, in and out. Board pulled down by Ruggles. He was fouled. Either Martin or Thompson. I don't know which one they're going to give it to. Martin was the beneficiary of that call. That's his fourth foul.
Didn't really benefit at all.
I guess Thompson was the beneficiary. Shot up by Ruggles is no good. In comes Lusher for Martin. Martin will take a seat well into the fourth quarter, I assume, with those four fouls.
Yeah.
16 fouls on Novinger, 4 on Macon County. This shot is up and way off the mark.
And hit the rim.
No iron was drawn on that shot. It'll go to Macon County, inbounded to Atha. Atha, left wing now for Bailey. No look pass to Ethan Thompson, and he should have looked. He threw that thing. It was headed straight out of bounds. Thompson did get a hand on it, but he wasn't going to stop it. Dodson working on a double team. Throws it to Jake Hughes, nearly picked off by Lusher. Jake Hughes goes baseline, now gives it to left wing for a three ball. I couldn't see who shot it. It was no good, and on the rebound, Atha got it. It's going to be a foul on Dodson. It's a 1-1 now. Atha to shoot a pair of free throws. Oh, I guess it's 1-1. He won't shoot a pair. Well, he may shoot a pair. He will shoot a pair. He hit the first. 38-34, 1:59 left third quarter. Second shot, draws front iron, no good. He gets his own rebound, though. Macon County retains possession, goes right wing for Bailey. Three ball, no good. Ball is tipped by several people, picked up by Dodson. Lead pass up to Jake Hughes. He bobbles it. Shot blocked by Lusher.
Great block there by Lusher.
Atha picks up the rebound. Now Lusher has it on the right wing. He gets it up to Atha. Jake Hughes a little out of control. Now to Bailey. Bailey to Atha. Now right wing for Lusher. Three ball. Front iron. No good. Rebounded by Rebels. 1:30 left third quarter. 38-34. Macon County lead. Dodson into the corner for somebody to shoot it. He misses. Rebounded by Tosh. Boy, it
was moving there by Tosh.
The shot was ugly, but he got the rebound. Ball is nearly lost by Macon County. They recover. Atha dribbles down into four defenders. Puts up the shot, blocked by Jake Hughes. Now it's collected by Ruggles with under a minute to play. Dodson up ahead to Jake Hughes. Loses it. Picks it back up. Now into the corner for Tosh. Tosh has it stripped. Picked up by Lusher. They can hold the last shot if they're smart. 38-36. They're up by two. He calls a timeout, the coach does. 43 seconds left. Whew. There was a lot of stuff happening and nobody scored. They go down and turn it over. The other team go down and turn it over.
A lot of things happening, but no good results. No, it's just been kind of running gun right now. Neither team's been in a whole lot of control.
I imagine Macon County is going to want to hold for the last shot here.
I would think so, but you never know. Get a good look at the basket early. They might take it.
I think I'd probably draw something up for Thompson, maybe Bailey.
Yeah, they haven't went inside to Andy Thompson that much this quarter. He was a big factor there the first half.
A lot of his points seem to come on putbacks and rebounds.
Should probably run a couple plays for him.
Well, they're still designing. Here we go. They break the huddle. Ethan Thompson throws into Atha. Back to Thompson. Now to Lusher. Lusher to Bailey with 35 seconds. Inside to Andy Thompson. Shot up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Lusher. Out to Bailey. Bailey from 15. No good. Rebound pulled down by Andy Thompson. Yes.
Nice job there by Andy Thompson. Never giving up. Sticking with it.
20 seconds left for Nominger. Lumen gives it left wing for Dotson. Ball poked away. Oh.
Wow.
They're going to get a push on Thompson.
Looks like two Novinger kids are ending each other.
Yeah. I think that's a poor call. Everybody has the right to the ball when it's loose like that. To call it on Thompson, that's only his first, but I still think that's a poor call. Ball tipped by eighth out of bounds. Down to 12.9 seconds left for Novinger in the third. Dotson inbound. Lumen has it in the backcourt now across the timeline. Going to take a three. Air ball. And Macon County has 6.6 seconds to launch one of their own balls. Another timeout by Macon County to draw up something.
He's going to draw up another play.
I'd say it'll probably end up being either Bailey or Atha that launches this one.
Yeah.
My guess is Bailey.
That would be mine as well.
All right. Macon County has to... No, they don't have to take it the length of the court. They get about a 20-foot bereavement. He passes to Bailey. Bailey passes to Thompson. He's wide open. He missed it, but he had a wide open shot. Putback was nearly good by Bailey. I mean, that was as open as you want.
That was, play was designed well. Andy Thompson was wide open for three, just couldn't convert. Bailey almost had it on the second chance, but
he had a good looking shot at that.
Yep.
So we go into the fourth quarter now. Macon County leads at 40-36. Well, who gets the ball to start the fourth quarter? I think Novinger. Macon County does.
Novinger.
I'm going to say, oh, crap, it's Novinger. Lumen inbound. Throws into Dodson. Dodson dribbles up the right side, gives to Lumen for three. It was halfway down, bounces out.
Ooh.
And it's out of bounds off of Thompson. They're saying it was. I think there was about three Novinger guys.
And one white.
Ball inbounded into Thompson, not a Dodson. He's completely plastered by Ethan Thompson. Jake Hughes dribbles around the right side. Wants to throw it to Dodson, now does. Dodson trapped. Now gives it off to Lumen. It's stolen. Stolen by Ethan Thompson. He nearly loses it. Now picks up his dribble. Oh gosh. Fires a terrible-looking pass corralled by Bailey on the other side. Bailey gives to Lester. He's blocked out of bounds by Lumen and Tosh. It was a group effort, and it'll stay with Macon County. 7:22 left fourth quarter. 40-36. Bailey throws it into Ethan Thompson. Thompson let it go right through his hands, picked up by Lumen, coast-to-coast layup. He got
Lumen
it.
Lumen is quick.
40-38-17 left to play fourth quarter. Bailey, nice pass inside the rusher out to Ethan. Now left wing for Ethan Thompson. Ball fake, now gives it off to Bailey. Back out to Ethan for three. Yes! Nailed it right in Dotson's face. 7 minutes left to play. 43-38. All of a sudden, they're up by five. Dotson to JQ's. JQ's shot is off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. And it's another quick shot now to get in by Novinger. Atha head to Bailey on the left side. He drives into the lane. It was a nice pass to Thompson. He just wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Novinger.
Some of these Macon County players haven't been exactly ready for Bailey passes.
And Bailey, he puts them right on the money.
Bailey's been hitting them in the numbers, just not connecting.
Dodson up ahead of the pack. He finds Tosh. Tosh's shot is no good, but they're going to get a foul on Andy Thompson. I think that would be Thompson's second foul. 16th foul on Macon County. Comes with 6:36 left in the fourth quarter. Macon County up 43-38. I don't believe Tosh has been to the line this evening.
I don't think so.
And it's probably a good thing for Novinger as his first one looked rather poor. Oh, it's the big rebounding presence, Smith, coming into the game. Second shot by Taj. By golly, he hit that one. 43-39, 6:36 left to play fourth quarter. Atha in no hurry. Fakes right, now goes left to Burstert. Now to Andy Thompson. He's double-teamed. Team back out to Lesher. Now into the corner for Bailey. Now left wing for Burstert, three. Oh, it was halfway down, and they're going to get Bailey on a reach-in. Foul on the attempted rebound there. How many is that on Bailey?
I think three. Macon County did a good job of swinging the ball there. Got a wide-open guy. Just couldn't convert on the three.
It's his third. 17th foul. It's going to be a 1-1 now for Smith. Well, if I had to pick a guy for Novinger to put on the line, I'd want it to be Smith.
Yeah. He's
nothing but net.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good-looking shot.
Yes. Same thing. He has a nice stroke from the free throw line. And now all of a sudden the lead's cut to 2 points, 43-41, 6:10 left to play. Nice pass over to Atha for three. Boom!
Good again.
6 minutes now, fourth quarter. 5-point lead now again for Macon County, 46-41.
Atha's caught some fire here.
Dotson dribbles in. Nice pass out to Lumen for three. No, a little strong. Rebounded there by Tosh. Put back good.
Come a 3-point shootout here.
Atha over to Lusher on the left side. Lusher to Burstert. Burstert now to Atha. Atha put the moves on JQ's. JQ's was able to recover and knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Macon County with 5:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. Well, Macon County's kind of tried to go on a little run, but every time they get a basket, Novinger answers. Ball thrown into Bailey. Bailey, nice skip pass over to Martin on the left side. Out to Atha, now to Burstert. Burstert back to Atha. Across over to Bailey. Bailey dribbles into the lane. And they call a travel on him. I kind of thought like he was pushed. And so did he. He told his coach.
I didn't see much of a travel there. If he did travel, he probably had some help.
Lumen skipped past to JQ's on the left side. JQ's ball fake. Now goes top the key. Gives it to Dodson. Dodson into the corner for Lumen. Lumen dribbles around it towards the lane. Fires from 8 feet. Nothing but net. They've cut this lead to 1 point. 46-45. Under 5 to play in the fourth. Bailey has it on the right side. Fakes right, now goes left, now back right, now to Burstert, back to Bailey, now to Atha. Atha puts on the floor between the circles, now left side for Burstert into the corner for Rowe. Rowe, skip pass out top for Atha, now right wing for Burstert to launch a three. Oh, that was bad. nothing but air. Lumen hit the ground but kept his dribble alive. Now he's up and running. Skip pass left side now into the corner for Jake Hughes. Three ball, no good. Rebounded there by Atha. Atha.
Yeah,
Jake Hughes goes way out of control.
Yeah, way too aggressive right there.
And that puts Atha on the line for a 1-1. Atha is a pretty good free throw shooter. I've probably jinxed him now. 4:18 left, 46-45. Macon County leads by one. Shot is good.
Second shot's good as well.
Navinger ball. Very dangerous pass picked up by Dobson. Now ahead to Lumen. Lumen down the right side. Dribbles back towards the middle. Now dribbles into the lane. Pulls up for about 8 feet. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Rowe. It's tipped away. Rowe got his hands on it as Dobson collected it. They didn't call anything. Now Thompson gets it, and he is clearing them. I thought maybe they were going to get Thompson with some elbow because he elbowed Dobson pretty good, but they got a reach in on Dobson.
Yeah, Dobson had his found his hand in the cookie jar.
That puts Thompson to the line for a 1-1. Under 4 minutes to play now. Oh, that's a high arcing shot. He got to go. Timeout Navinger with 3:58 to play. It's 49-45. Macon County leads it. Well, I assume Navinger now is going to definitely come out in the full court press.
Yeah, I look for him to come out in full court press the rest of the game, trying to force some turnovers, get some easy buckets.
I kind of would suspect them to send in like a fast crew, but they send Smith back out there, I guess, for the rebounding purposes.
Yeah, there's still a lot of time left in this game.
Oh, yeah, about almost 4 minutes. Thompson to shoot. One more free throw. Boy, that high arcing shot, nothing but net again. 50-45.
Wow. Thompson's had a good game. He's got several points here.
Lumen dribbles into the lane.
Oh.
Kicks it out to Johnson. Yeah. And he is absolutely rejected by Rowe. He sent that thing into the stands.
Oh, over and back.
Yeah, it was over and back by Lumen, not called, and then Lumen was partially blocked by Rowe. That's back-to-back blocks.
Great block by Rowe on that 3-point attempt by Dodson.
He was all over it.
Yeah.
Of course, Dodson, what is he, like
Dodson's not
4 foot tall, something?
So.
They list him at 5'5". I'd say that's pretty generous.
There's Smith.
Smith will shoot some free throws, and by golly, he'll hit him, too. He's a good free throw shooter. He buried his last two free throws. 3:41 left. It's 50-45. Macon County leads. And Smith missed. Just when I started bragging on him. That was the third foul on Rowe. Martin checks back in. He has four. This shot is up and good by Smith. 50-46. Burster gives to Martin. That left wing for Atha. Atha passes into Thompson. Back out to Burster. Now to Bailey. One of the three drives to the right side. Gives off to Martin. Martin shot up. No good. But he was fouled. They'll shoot two. Who'd they get on the reach there? Lumen, his fourth. Shot up and off the back iron by Martin. It's no good. Second shot up and no good. Rebounded by Thompson. Up and good.
Both Mavericks players missed time their jumps. Thompson's
Thompson
placed the right time.
He's really played well today.
Yeah.
Ball driven in by Lumen. Put up a shot. It's good. 52-48. 3:05 left to play. Bailey up the left side. Loses it. Picked up by Martin. Right place, right time. Left wing now for Burstert. Now passes to Atha. Atha back to Burstert into the corner for Martin. Now left elbow for Bailey. Out to Atha for three. It was partially blocked by Jake Hughes. Picked up by Smith, the rebounder. Lumen dribbles down just outside the free throw line. Launches a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Martin. Up ahead and out to Atha. Atha waits for the defenders to go by. Now gives to Burstert. Now off to Thompson. Thompson left side of the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebounded there by Lumen. Lumen dribbles around and he is off to the races. Man, he can fly. He's up ahead and he's fouled by Atha, I believe.
Lumen's still a little bit out of control.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to slow things down, set up an offense.
That seems to be the way he plays. And they call, Bacon County calls a full timeout. 52-48, they lead with 2:24 left fourth quarter. Well, what do you see the rest of the game?
I don't know. Novinger just needs to slow things down. Macon's done a good job of making them push the action a little bit. I think Macon really needs to look down low into Andy Thompson. He's had a really good game, and Novinger hasn't really been able to stop him. So that's what I would do.
We got Lumen on the line shooting a 1-1. 2:24 remains, and Novinger finds themselves down by 4. Macon County took an extended timeout. They stayed in the huddle a while. Now they come back out. We'll see if Lumen can hit his free throw. Maybe both of them. He hit the first. 10 team fouls on Novinger, 9 on Macon County. Second free throw rims out. Rebounded there by Bailey. Bailey now to Martin. Flips it back to Bailey. Bailey bounce pass to Atha. Atha now gives to Burstert. Back to Bailey. Bailey on the right side gives to Martin at the free throw line. Now left wing for Atha to Burstert between the circles. Entrance pass into Thompson, layup. Thompson has just been everything today for Macon County.
He's had an excellent game.
Dodson on the right side, backing down Atha. Now it's almost stripped by Martin, picked up by Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes back over to Dodson, nearly out of bounds. He traveled, they don't call it. Pass back to Jake Hughes between the circles, dribble drives into the lane. Shot up, rims out, rebound by Smith. His putback's good.
Nice board there by Smith.
54-51. 1:30 left to play. Bailey collects the errant pass by Martin. Dribbles down, and he was fouled on the drive. Jake Hughes?
Yep.
That's just his second or third foul. Third foul on Jake Hughes. It will send Bailey to the line for two shots. First shot up and good.
Nice looking shot there by Bailey.
That gives Macon County a 2-possession lead. 1:23 left, fourth quarter. Second shot does not fall. Rebounded there by Tosh. Not a Lumen. Lumen going like a madman. Pulls up at the three-point line. Gives to Dodson for three.
Long.
Oh, wow, that was a bad shot. Rebounded by Smith. Put back no good. Rebounded by Tosh. Put back, yes.
I'm just sticking with it, doing a good job.
Pass out ahead to Bailey. Now to Ethan Thompson, and he tried to get a little fancy on his pass back to Bailey, and it was a travel. So 103, one possession ball game, 55-53, Macon County leads. Nominger with the ball, now under a minute. Dotson to Lubin. Lubin's going to launch a three. No good. Rebounded
by
Smith. Smith, put back. Yes!
Oh, nice. Nice job by Smith.
Tie ball game. Entrance pass into Thompson, and he's fouled. Dotson fouled him.
Bad foul.
That's two free throws. How many fouls on Dotson? He acts like he's done.
Bad foul.
That's just his fourth. He still acts like he's done. I think he's confused. And Navinger wants to take a timeout with Thompson at the line.
Wow, big turn of events.
46.2 seconds. We're all square at 55 apiece. Boy, this is the second boys game that's really good.
First boys game was great, and this one's going down to the wire as well.
Yeah, Thompson, these are big free throws upcoming for Thompson. If he can hit both of them, it's still just a one-possession ball game.
Yeah, and there's still quite a bit of time left, 46 seconds, so anything can happen. Thompson can convert on these free throws.
These are big free throws. First one's up, way up. Oh, it was halfway down and it came out. He puts a lot of arch on his shots. This is big. It's no good. He gets his own rebound. Put back. No. Rebound. He gets it again. Yes. He got the put back.
Andy Thompson, I give it up on the play. Nice job.
Jake Hughes down the right side. Pulls up at the three-point arc. Has it between the circles with 30 seconds left. Gives to Dotson. Dotson dribbles in. Nearly loses it back out to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes right side for Lumen. Lumen puts on the floor. Goes into the lane. He's fouled. Reaching foul on Ethan Thompson. You can't be fouling in this situation.
Right down to the wire.
We have two shots here for Lumen. He can tie this ball game.
Oh, we have an illegal Nominger player in there right now.
Yes.
And apparently the refs don't see it. He misses it anyway.
It's supposed to go white, red, white, not white, red, red.
Unfair advantage there by Nominger. Ref clears it up, though. Big free throw miss right there by Lumen.
Yeah, missed the first one. 21.7 seconds left. The second one is up and good.
Good.
1-point ball game, 57-56 with 20 seconds left.
Well, Dodson's just fouled out.
Yeah, Dodson is done now. Coach Jennings, with some words of advice to his players, he said, don't let the free throw guy get the ball.
Yeah, that came from last time, Thompson getting his own rebound.
He got his own rebound not once, but twice. Shot up off the front iron for Lusher.
Man,
missed it.
Free throws.
Second shot up and good. 58-56. Timeout. Why is Macon County taking a timeout? They'll come out and press.
Yeah. May want to be setting up his defense here.
20.2. Here's the question. With 20 seconds left, does Navinger go down and go for the tie or do they go for the dagger?
That's interesting. I don't know what they'll do.
The way Dotson and Lumen and Jacobs, they can all shoot the three.
Right, Dotson's out.
Yeah, Dotson's out.
Dotson's on the bench. So, yeah, this will be interesting. If they go down, try to get a quick two.
They may just hold on to it, though, and go for the last second three. If they do go for the win, they don't want to do it too quick, though, and leave
definitely not.
With some time.
They've come up with their plan pretty early. Macon County's still talking about the defensive plan. If I was drawing up a defensive plan, it'd be something like, don't let him score. And don't foul him.
Don't foul.
Whatever you do, don't foul.
That's a good one. Don't foul.
Here comes the full court pressure. It's not going to be much.
Nope.
They're going to get it straight in.
Well,
Jake Hughes straight into Lumen. Lumen is fouled. The first thing Rusher did is reach in and foul him.
Macon County coach is a little disgusted right now. What, 1 second go off the clock there?
The one thing you can't do is foul him. He did it first thing.
This slows down the game, stops the clock. Not good for Macon.
Lumen missed it. Missed the free throw.
Well, I do know what both these teams are going to be doing at Monday on practice. Shooting free throws.
Yeah, both teams have had the opportunity to put it away. They can't hit their free throws. Second shot by Lumen. No good. Rebound, though, is pulled down by Tosh. Put back. Yes! He got the put back.
Tosh scores. Oh, he fouled.
Aito was fouled by Tosh.
Wow. Wow, it's a tight ball game.
Good grief. It's just like Macon County. It's like, whatever you do, don't foul. And immediately, within a second, they foul him.
He ties the game and then fouls the guy. Wow.
He went from Coach Jennings' pedestal to the doghouse before quick. Shot by Aitha Falls. It gives him the lead, 59-58. 11.8 seconds left. He hit a move. That's clutch. Ball's entered into Lumen.
Lumen
takes a three. Misses it. Rebound is tipped around. Picked up by Jakey's with 3 seconds. Turn around three. Missed it. Rebound made. That's the ball game. Macon County pulls off just a great game. They win it in the last 2 seconds. 60-58.
Novinger, some credit. They're the 7th seed, came out here and did a heck of a job. Played right with Macon County the whole game.
Yeah, but like you said, both teams will be shooting free throws at Monday's practice.
Free throw shooting was big today.
Well, Macon County wins consolation here at the Brashear Tournament. Our next game will feature the Brashear Tigers. The Lady Tigers are going to be playing against the Knox County Lady Eagles. It ought to be a good game. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for that one.